Hey, what's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show, taking you into the weekend. The Friday version with Trudy Mark, Brandon, and Zooves in the DealsNadee.com studios. And we are actually a little early today because we're going to the Lodge in Kegel Harbor to hopefully raise a lot of money for Killer Cares.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let you know about that on the Monday show.
I have a beef with Jamie and Stoney. I heard them talking about it today, and you mentioned yesterday that they were going to be there, and they did not mention that we were going to be there.
I just saw Stoney on Saturday, too.
I know.
Who knows I would be there?
Sat next to him during the game.
Who did they plug?
People on 97.1 and Fox 2. Dan Miller, they plugged Dan and Hammer. And then he spoke very nicely of Matt, so I was okay with that.
Seems to me there's some snubbing going on here.
I thought so, too.
Detroit with the top 10 podcasts.
There were some good comments. I don't know if you've looked at them
recently. Some new ones?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'll pull them up.
I was going to say, it's interesting. According to Spotify, more people listen to our podcast than anyone in Michigan.
That's crazy.
But we can't make the top 10.
Huh.
It's weird.
I don't know.
Yeah. Huh. I guess the people are wrong.
Anti-cobblers.
Okay. So, you know, right off the top, I want to mention, because this guy is such a fuck, the cop killer, Juwan Parks, was arraigned today. And I meant to mention this yesterday. I was watching this guy who was apparently a friend of his who was saying that just out of the clear blue sky, he's turning his car around. He ends up driving by Juwan Parks, the guy who would later shoot the police officer, Detroit officer. What's it, Rasheen?
McClain.
And he shot at him and his brother in the car when they went by. Hit him 6 times, wow. Killed his brother.
Oh.
He survived. I kind of believed him when he suggested that he really didn't know why. But crazy. And this guy should have been off the street. He shot up. He was on parole, and he shot up his girlfriend's house when her relative would not let him in. Of course, he proved that he belonged in the house with her by shooting it up when they wouldn't let him in.
Yeah. Really won that argument.
Nothing to laugh at. But that is just amazing.
You know, it would have been nice if they had called him out on his parole violation, and we could have avoided 3 shootings, one that killed a Detroit policeman, one that killed this guy's brother, and another shooting. I believe 2 people were hit, and I don't know what their status is exactly. And, you know what? Since we're talking about something local, you want to bring up the car chase story from, was that Monday night?
Oh,
on Channel
yeah.
4, because you mentioned
the
before
cam.
The show.
I love the that night was, cam.
Yeah, it's great. And
you guys have met the night cam in person. I still have not. So I still have the magic.
It's so mysterious,
of
though.
The night cam.
I'm keeping it to myself.
I can't remember what he looks like. That's how mysterious he is.
They never show him on TV.
No.
He's never been seen.
Tim Pamplin?
Yeah. He's also the royal correspondent because he's from England.
That makes sense. If you have an English accent or you can fake one.
Yeah.
I would think Paula would be the royal person for some. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Tutman?
Yeah.
Tuts?
Uh-huh.
Assignments.
So this story is about a car chase, and the best part of the story is the witness. And I said it many, many years ago on WRIF, black witnesses are so much better than white witnesses. They always add sound effects. They're very real. Whereas I think a lot of times white people get uptight when they're on TV.
It's that woo woo.
Not comfortable.
There you go. It's a good example.
The whistles got woo.
What about Ruth Williams?
Who else in the love car say yeah?
That guy.
Yeah!
Ruth Williams.
She wasn't a witness to anything, but she was.
I'm out here because I think it's a dirty shame. What somebody by the name of Monica Conyers, if you can't pay a $15 bill today, how you going to pay a $25 bill next year? It's a shame.
It's an insult on our people.
And she needs to go.
Don't forget Demetrius Gooden, too.
They spud off.
Remember, he was just going to get his Swisher Sweet, I believe.
Amen.
So here's Tim Pamplin. This is Monday night, I think.
And that's breaking news just in for Detroit's West Side, where police are investigating a high-speed crash. Off the top tonight at 11, police say two women ran from one of the cars involved in that crash, leaving a child in the back seat.
Tim Pamplin is on the scene with a night cam. Tim.
Detroit police attempted to stop the driver of this little red Honda.
I love that the night cam doesn't even reference her. She just threw it to him, and he just goes with his story.
Yep.
In a relation to an armed robbery earlier in the day. She, however, did not want to talk to the police.
They're going cell phone and say it was high rate of speed. We are not following.
She came barreling down to Halen Street. That's when Tony Miller couldn't believe his eyes or ears.
A boom, kaboom, bang, bang. Knocked the old all that over there. I was right there.
The Honda colliding with this white SUV. You see the driver there wandering around.
Very little, a young except male for the passenger. Sound effects.
He's gone to the hospital.
I seen the car doing 70 miles an hour, 80 miles an hour down the street.
It was a female driver.
We have a radar gun?
A child in the back and a female passenger as well.
After the collision, the two ladies in that red car got out and ran, leaving the youngster in the back seat. Detroit canine units trying to get a track on those two. No luck yet. And Detroit police now talking to that teenage young lady who was left behind at the scene. That is a scene, a wild one, on the West Side with a night cam. Tim Pamplin, wow. Local 4.
Yeah, 4. Dig it.
Always happening in the night cam.
I love his style.
He's great.
Really good.
And
yeah, giveaway.
There were a couple other stories that I thought were kind of interesting today. One was Fouts vetoed this pot bill or this pot... In Warren,
not
I think
allowing marijuana.
Well, Warren. I think he doesn't like the way it's set up more than just he's
anti-weed.
Yeah, I would expect him to be anti-weed.
Yeah,
because of his age.
Fuck that shit.
Or because he's always so serious.
Well, he's, yeah,
you know, he needs to start smoking some weed.
Yeah, can you imagine?
I can't see him lighting a roach. I don't know why.
No,
I can't picture or doing a bong hit.
Oh, well,
it'd be really
God,
funny,
no.
Wouldn't it?
He'd
wouldn't that be cool?
So paranoid. Wouldn't he immediately turn? He's already kind of paranoid anyway.
I don't know.
He'd think Jermont was right around the corner.
That would be really strange. What a concept. But he likes fiscal conservatism, responsibility. He runs Warren very successfully, so I think he wants the tax dollars, but he didn't want it set up the way it was. But
great
anyway,
guy.
More to come on that. And then... They just arrest this guy? Oh, they charge this guy with involuntary manslaughter. His 14-month-old daughter died of a fentanyl overdose 3 months ago. And he had powdered fentanyl in the house, and somehow, that's how dangerous that stuff is.
Yeah, right, contact with it?
Yeah. Well, cops have made contact with it just with their hands and suddenly gotten, you know, fallen ill and had to be given Narcan.
That's insane.
It's absolutely crazy. So, and then Kid Rock, too. I was just thinking about this thing, which it's so weird. It's like, Oprah Winfrey, I'm drunk, I'm saying not so nice things about her. Boom! The restaurant outside Little Caesars Arena blows up. We're not renewing it. We're moving on. And all the hullabaloo in between with Sharpton and Sam Riddle. And why is Sam Riddle involved in this?
He's the local chapter president of the National Act. What is it? National
Action Network?
NAN, yeah.
He's the Riddler, though.
But he's so...
Shows up everywhere.
He's always so self-righteous. And I feel like, wait, is he the right guy to be so self-righteous?
Why?
He went
to prison?
For bribery.
Yeah.
For taking bribes.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what I was thinking about was Kid Rock is mentioned a couple times. He hasn't said a lot. Very direct, but he mentions that he'd rather work on his tour than fuss around with all this BS.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it. They're going to book him, aren't they? Or will they not book him?
I think they'll book him.
I would think so, too.
Yeah.
But you know if they do, it's going to all start up again.
Yeah.
The horrible Kid Rock.
There's still a lot of money there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's not a permanent relationship like the restaurant.
I guess the restaurant wasn't that much money.
Probably not.
Although, you know what?
You're running out of space.
Have you tried to go to Kid Rock's restaurant?
I have not, no.
It was so jam-packed I couldn't get in both times.
Yeah. Really?
It's always packed.
Yeah. They weren't super friendly either. I don't know.
I had a great time there.
Did you? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I wanted to get in.
Saying they didn't like white people? Why were they not friendly? Just kidding.
I don't know. It was just, you know, we're jammed and you're never going to get in, get out of, you know, just
so
kind of.
It. We can be mean to you because you're never going to make it in.
Sort of. That's how I felt.
Well, you have to go through a metal detector to get in. So it's, in the first place, it's a little bit of a security thing.
Is that because is it connected? Is there a ticket entrance?
It's directly connected to the facility. So you have to go pass through the security. So, yeah, that's kind of, you know, that's off-putting at first, I guess.
Definitely. I got an email about.
I like the guy's comment. I think when you tweeted out the story, somebody commented that they're going to make it a parking lot. That was really funny.
Well, so many people try to use that as an entrance into LCA.
Right.
You know, just to try to get in there. That's why it's so packed.
Can you go through there to get in?
Yeah, sure. That's how I got in.
I've never
This is a podcast. Trudy just said it.
Oh, sorry.
I think.
Yeah, more or less. But okay. I didn't know that you get. There is a security checkpoint on the other side, the part that opens into.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, but you mean, I thought, Brandon, you mean you can just go there, not eat or order anything, and get into this arena?
Yeah, just.
I guess you can probably do that.
Oh, just pass as a pass through.
Yeah. It's not going to be a quick way in.
People have trouble getting into that arena?
No.
I've never had any issues.
No, but it's an entrance. Hey, let's check this place out when you're going in there.
Well, I wanted to mention that Keith sent an email because I like to hear all the various sides to these things, and this is not something we got into because, I don't know, I haven't seen this myself. I've been to 3 or 4 Kid Rock shows. And honestly, it's a hard partying crowd, but it always seems like a lot of fun. I haven't seen Kid Rock in probably the last 8-9 years, maybe. Yeah. Anyway, he says, about Kid Rock, I've lived downtown for about a decade and a half and have been around for a lot of his concerts. If you don't think Kid Rock's Confederate flag-waving, post-shitty rap persona is about an angry white show of force in a predominantly black city, come to the next LCA show. I've had a beer tossed on me while walking my dog, listen to chants of Go Back Home. I'm half black, half Irish-American. Been kept up till 4 a.m. for a week straight from bikers and Trump train floating rebel music and got into one physical altercation as American badasses seem to have an inflated sense of their boxing prowess. If you don't see the subtext of Kid Rock's persona, rest assured his diehard fans do. I got to tell you, I never saw his crowd as an angry crowd. It seemed like a party crowd to me.
Yeah.
P.S. Love the show, but Kid Rock's shitty music is for 12-year-old WWE fans enjoying their first paint huff.
Okay.
You sound a little biased. I don't know. That's an awful lot of stuff to blame Kid Rock for.
Don't you think he would be biased if all those things happened to you? I mean, I understand why he would be. If that's what happened.
I mean, it sounds almost incredible, doesn't it?
Yeah.
People throw beer on him while he's walking his dog.
Shitty.
Go back home. Kept it before him for a week straight from bikers and the Trump train blaring rebel music. And got. What? Why a week straight? Because people are driving around crazy the 5 shows he did there?
Well, maybe it's what he meant, the 5 shows.
Got into one physical altercation as American badasses seem to have an inflated sense of their boxing prowess. No. And the whole rebel flag waving, which was so popular to say yesterday and the day before. I'm not trying to defend him. I thought it was stupid, but that was 15 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2006 he stopped.
Okay. Anyway.
Well, Misty Love is the drummer. She's an African-American.
He's got a black kid.
Yeah, a black kid.
I mean, nobody's going to win this one.
I think Jack White should just slide in and set up shop, don't you think? Be perfect. Another
you mean that Bernie's a Sanders supporter? That socialist?
Oh, I didn't think about all that. He's just a musician.
Well, you got to think about every context now and everybody that doesn't like something.
No, and he could have a rock restaurant. And
check out the song he did with Tenacious D when you get a
chance. It's really funny.
Really funny. Those guys are great. Yeah.
Well, he produced it, and then he's
Jack White and Jack Black.
Yeah.
How about that?
Jack Gray.
How about that? Mm-hmm. what's on the Hall Financial Hotline today?
We call Stan.
Of course we can call Stan. We're going to call Stan. His drops, I forget how
it's
funny it is to hear him talk.
And Karen, is that his wife's name?
Yeah.
I believe that's Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Maybe we get double commentary.
Well, we'll probably get some in the background if we talk to Stan anyway.
Bullshit. I don't know if we have time for Karen.
There's a lot of clap-trapping. It really was.
We're trying to track. Oh, I don't think they're open right now, but did you see what OJ's been up to?
I saw him dancing with two white chicks on TMZ.
Yeah,
they were very young, too.
Yeah, it was bullshit.
And they didn't name him, but they had the bar where he was dancing at. Those women, they probably didn't name him because they're dead today.
Oh, come on.
It's OJ.
Isn't it? I mean,
how does OJ dance? Is he a good dancer? I know
he doesn't move very well.
He has bad
he?
Knees, so.
Yeah.
He's probably cool.
I'm just saying.
I mean, he was the coolest guy until he murdered those two people. He was a really cool guy. Everyone liked him. Everyone loved OJ.
Except for Caitlyn Jenner. Did you see that comment?
Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah.
She's just been juiced.
She's on, what is she on right now? Some reality show.
Oh, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Yeah. And, so she's been talking about the juice and she said she never liked him.
Wait, even what? There were rumors that they were like hooking up in the park.
Caitlyn Jenner?
Bruce Jenner and OJ when he was juice. Bruce Jenner?
Yeah, wasn't there a story about the
really?
Hot tub?
Oh, yeah, cool.
What?
Yeah, there was a story that they got it on in a hot tub after Bruce went to bed, and then he said she needed to go to the hospital to be stitched up, and he said, have Bruce take you, and he just took off or something like that. You don't remember that story?
Oh, okay. I thought you meant
that
Bruce and OJ.
That's what I thought you were saying, too.
No, I thought he and Bruce went.
I'm just saying.
You mean Chris?
It was an irresponsible
Chris Jenner
rumor of some sort.
Chris Jenner.
No, that Bruce and Juice
so confused.
Were hooked up at some point.
Oh.
Maybe not.
A juicy Bruce.
Wait, what are you talking about, Brandon?
I'm talking about the alleged hookup between Chris and OJ.
Oh, that's not alleged.
Well, that I was aware of. That's
just saying.
Man, that was just, I'm still reeling from that whole conversation.
Intriguing following.
Let me start over. Caitlyn Jenner was saying that Bruce Jenner never liked OJ. Even before he murdered Nicole.
Well, I think
that's what I was trying to get to.
With OJ Simpson.
I'm just saying.
The better you knew him, the less the chances that you would like him.
I'm just saying.
On the surface, he was a great guy. He was really nice. Eli talked about how gracious he was, and he played the game very well, but Nicole's sisters didn't like him.
He was great when we had him on the air. You've talked to him twice.
Absolutely.
Pre-murder and post-murder. That's crazy.
Okay, so we also have Gary Graff coming on the Hall Financial Hotline.
It was an Inquirer story, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do want to hear from Gary on Kid Rock. I don't know what more he can offer, but we'll see. And then also that huge tour coming with Motley Crue and Def Leppard. And is Def Leppard the headliner?
Crue's got to be the headliner. Right?
Yeah.
Does Def Leppard ever not headline? Aren't they? I mean, I don't know how big people are or aren't.
Funny, I just assumed Crue was headlining. Because,
I think,
you know, they blew
Motley
up that contract.
When it comes to...
I think when you go to the show, it'll be Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, then Poison, then Def Leppard, and then your headliner will be Motley Crue.
Wait, where'd Joan Jett come from? I didn't know she was on this.
She was in the... Yeah. Added. Sliced in.
Oh, equality.
Motley Crue first on the bill, then Def Leppard, then Poison, and then Joan Jett.
Okay.
I would say, shouldn't it be Def Leppard, then Poison, then Crue?
Def Leppard sucks!
That would never happen.
Def Leppard on top of the bill, so I thought Def Leppard and Motley Crue might be switching off. Well, we'll save this for
just talking about ramping up and the partying.
Here we are in December, and the mortgage interest rates remain as low as they've been at any point this year. A lot of people may feel like, did I miss the boat on refinancing to save some money? The answer is no. Rates remain very low, although the news doesn't report as much because it's been going on and on and on. So
I'm just saying.
Don't miss your shot. Hall Financial takes special care of the podcast listeners. We all know that. So if you'd like to save money for the next 10, 20, 25 years, a couple $100 will add up over that many years. You might want to go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or click the link on our website, fill out the online form, and they are fast. As Hall told me, of their last 22 closings, 17 of them were ready to close in 10 days or less. Incredible turn times. Immediate results, 248-308-5000 for Hall Financial, NMLS number 1467435.
Any update on the baby watch?
No. I should text someone and ask about that. It's got a future. Well, an offensive coordinator is going to be
baby
born,
Hall.
Too.
Yeah, that's right. It's twins. A son and an offensive coordinator.
Oh, absolutely crazy. Because this is so funny, I think we should play it early in the show. There was someone paged at Walmart. Did you hear this, Trudy?
Yes.
That was really good. I thought it was great.
Oh, my God.
Mark's going to hate this bit. All right.
Good afternoon, Walmart customers. If I may have your attention, please.
Willingness, your Clinton, Hill, Gepstein. Meet your party at the grocery entrance. Mr. Clinton, Hill, Gepstein. Please go to grocery entrance to meet with your party. Thank you.
Thank you.
Idiot. Let's make sure he finds him.
How coolest is she?
We got to hear the clown at the end of that.
No, thank God. That's the best part.
Killed Epstein spelled out is honestly, it was a little more plausible than I thought it would be.
Yeah. I didn't quite catch it at the first look, and then I noticed it, and then I was like, that's like Hugh Jeppiness. Sort of.
Yeah, it is a little bit. Those. Not quite as cool.
Phil Depstein.
Remember the airport ones? The guy's like, I need to piss a quick. My legs are crossed.
Those were really good. Do we still have any of those?
I can't find them. I'm looking for them now.
I don't know anyone from the Killed Epstein family. I don't think there are a lot of people named that. But
what ethnicity is that? Killed really Epstein? Is that Irish Jewish?
Maybe.
Jewish Irish.
I know you guys are excited about Coming to America, too.
Yes, very.
Did you see Eddie Murphy's been out doing a little bit?
No.
When is this movie supposed to come out? Because they had him talking about all the characters he's doing. He's doing all the old characters.
Good.
And a couple new characters.
Yeah, Arsenio as well. Huh.
So he was on Ellen promoting, and I thought, and he's doing Saturday Night Live this month, too, isn't he?
Yeah. Ellen.
Because everybody goes on Ellen.
Yeah. You know what a bad guest he can be?
Oh, yeah.
Eddie? I mean, the worst. He can be. He seemed really animated. Maybe it's because he's plugging Coming to America, too.
Yeah. And people want to see it.
Yeah.
He laid that big stinker at the SNL anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh. I really honestly was surprised he would make himself look like that. I just figured he would. If he's going to get on stage, he's going to do something. But he didn't. Kanye and Joel Osteen.
Oh, no.
Have booked Yankee Stadium for May the 2nd.
Did Maz approve? He doesn't approve of Michigan State playing there.
That's right.
Did he approve of that?
This whole thing of Maz always rooting for someone against the man, I wasn't aware of that.
Doesn't hold up.
Either. No, it doesn't. If you examine Maz's history and some of his hates and likes,
it doesn't make sense.
He picks the man a lot.
Kanye needs to be made aware of that.
This is a whole tax dodge starting a religion thing, right? That's what this is.
I like the theory. I think that's interesting. I don't know what else it would be. Okay, my question is, they made it sound like, you know, we don't have ticket prices yet, but it's going to sell out fast. Mm-hmm. And I believe them when they say that. So is this because Joel Osteen is so popular or the combination? Do Kanye fans want to go to this? Kanye fans?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But he's not playing his songs, and he says he's reworking lyrics on some of his old beats.
Right, but judging by just the groundswell from the smaller shows that he's done, I think that's going to be huge, and I think it's a combination of both of them because both of their followers are pretty fervent.
I just wouldn't think there'd be much crossover.
I don't know. Well, first of all, the idea that people would pay, because it sounds like the tickets aren't that cheap either, that people will fill Yankee Stadium for Joel Osteen.
Well, they filled Comerica. When he played here.
I know.
Yeah. Is he on set list? Can we see like what he did while he was
check
there?
Concert FM.
List, yeah, with Joel Osteen.
Now, Kanye, Osteen does the speaking, I guess, and Kanye brings the music. But
last time, Kanye rambled on for about 20 minutes and told everyone to shut up. Hmm. Do you remember that? He was yelling at the guy on the side?
Oh, yeah.
The devil is a motherfucking liar, stupid bitch.
Why isn't that guy should tour with him?
I understand fandom.
You goddamn devil worshiper, you ain't got no excuse.
Will Kanye fans who aren't huge God fans go?
No. No way.
I mean, I wouldn't think so, but...
No way.
You know, what you mentioned, Trudy, when they were in Houston...
Yeah.
People were...
And Detroit?
Those tickets were free, and they were selling like crazy for, you know, $500, $1,000.
Yeah. It's
so. I don't know, this is a really weird phenomenon.
It's like a sense of importance about going to it, you know. At least I caught that buzz in our building the day that they had, you know, everybody just bolted for that show.
Really?
And it was kind of like a, oh, we're going to the Kanye show.
Is it just...
It seemed reverential.
Is it a gawker factor to it?
No, no, I don't think so. It's like...
What does this do to his career, by the way?
I don't know. Is that album selling very well?
I have no idea.
I really don't know.
I was
God's
reading...
God's like, don't drag me into this.
I was reading reviews, reviewers, and then also people that bought it.
I didn't like
and
it.
And there were a lot of people that really, really didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
And then there were some people who just loved it.
Yeah, that's fine. Maybe Graf will answer that question.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay.
I just don't know anymore with Kanye, but he kind of jumped a shark a while ago, at least for me.
Mm-hmm.
My friends, so.
I think he's just unpredictable and he changes his stripes a lot.
This is, yeah, a, this is a really different that. Stripe, though. This is a different stripe.
If it's really about him being this born again type Christian guy, why is he charging ticket prices?
Well, that's what I wondered. And also, they're selling his stuff, which is incredibly
really
expensive.
I mean, so I understand charging something. You want to cover the cost. But it's, you know, why so much? Why $250 for a sweatshirt?
Well, it bothers me that Joel Osteen charges
a designer
to go see him.
Yeah, but you're right, but they all do.
I know they do, but I remember when this all started, and I never got past, you know, the 2020 we saw with, maybe it was Oral Roberts, where they were opening the cards up and just chucking them, and yeah. If there was a check or there was money, they would just grab it and throw it in the garbage and hidden cameras. I think Diane Sawyer did. It was a great story. And it was so obvious after Jim Baker and Swaggart and so on. It just was so phony. It's like, someone like this is not supposed to be a multi-billionaire. They're not supposed to be soliciting money every 5 seconds when they preach so they can live in these giant houses and drive Rolls Royces. But it seems like we're just there and it's just okay now.
Yeah.
The prosperity gospel.
Does it make it better if it's like, hey, we're only asking for like $10 from that person, $10 from that person, as opposed to like $130 to come see us live? Does that matter if it's nickel and diming your congregation versus... You know, trying to really ring them out for every dime.
It's a little more seemly. I mean, Baker was jamming those PTL lifetime timeshares, and it was a Ponzi scheme because he was taking huge piles of money out of PTL and giving Tammy Faye big piles of money, and so he didn't have enough to finish all the promises he'd made, so he had to build more buildings to build the last building.
They get any of those built, though?
They did.
To the point where they were usable?
I don't know. I have no idea. That'd be a cool thing to look up. Anyway, yeah, interesting. Moving on to AGT. Gabrielle Union and AGT had a five-hour meeting.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my glad I wasn't at that meeting.
Oof.
What in the world could they talk about for 5 hours?
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
Sure, I feel like there's a lot of lecturing going on.
Yeah, one-way lecturing from the person that didn't get the ratings they needed to the, the people that hired her in good faith.
Should have been a 10-minute meeting.
NBC said they're working towards a positive resolution. And, you know, all of a sudden I got interested in Juliana Firstuff.
Firstuff, yes. Yeah.
And I noticed that as I looked it up that she's really not saying much. In fact, she said she had a wonderful time on AGT, but Gabrielle Union seemed to be pulling her into this, saying that she was criticized. They were criticized about their hair and what they wore and on and on and on. Well,
it's a TV show.
Juliana Firstuff says, no, I know. She says that she really doesn't want to address Gabrielle's complaints, that she's moving forward and that she had a good time on the show.
That's smart.
And I don't...
Although Terry Crews got ripped for not being supportive enough.
Yeah, and then they go into the whole support thing. Oh, look at the people supporting Gabrielle. Jane Lynch. Eva Longoria jumped into the fray. Ellen Pompeo. Ariana Grande. And then
you forgot Deborah Messing, Drew. How dare you?
Oh, excuse me. Then they throw in Howard because Howard hates Simon Cowell. And he went on a little rant, which but I think he was using the word chicks. They make the chicks do this. They make the chicks do that. And I think it was on Today Show or maybe it was CBS this morning. Huh. They played a clip of it. It sounded kind of weird.
Wasn't his rant more anti-Simon?
Yes, it was pretty much anti-Simon. But he said He said they don't care if the men look old. They don't care how they look. They don't care if they're fat.
Yeah, because that's how, isn't that how television works?
Pretty much.
Fair or unfair?
Yeah, I think so. Anyway.
Terry Bradshaw's on every Sunday. Nobody talks about how he looks.
This is one of those things, though, where AGT, once Gabrielle Union says this, it's like, whammo, yeah. Race card, and they have to just start doing something.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if there's anything to what she's saying, and I'm not saying there's nothing to what she's saying, but it's...
What are they doing?
I really, in my heart, I truly believe that if they thought Gabrielle Union could give them the best chance to succeed, get ratings, make money, that they would have been delighted to keep her.
Yeah.
But the ratings were down, and so I don't think it goes much farther than that. I don't think it has to do with her hair or her being black or white or anything.
Who made it over? Like, who was on the show before that continued on?
Terry Crews, I guess.
No, isn't he new this year? Where's our AGT savant?
Branded? AGT?
Was Terry Crews on before this happened, or is he new to the game?
He's been on for one season following Tyra Banks.
Okay.
He's got like 10 jobs, by the way.
Oh.
It's like Terry Crews is in
enough
things.
Second season, I'll double check.
I wondered if there was somebody they would have fired instead of her. Like, why is she getting all the ratings?
Well, Simon's not going to get fired.
No, it's his show.
Howie's not going to get fired. Howie's been there through all of it.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's been there since season 5.
Excuse me.
He replaced David Hasselhoff.
Oh, that's right. David the Hoff Hasselhoff. Was there.
By the way, Sharon Osbourne popped out, and she probably will get a lot of crap for this. She's not on the support list with Ariana Grande. She just said, you know, it was like a lot of places I worked. There were some good things and some bad things. But generally, I had a good time.
Oh, wow. That's a really good thing to say.
Yeah, she was there seasons 2 through 7.
Can somebody sit down Ariana Grande, Clockwork Orange style, and make her watch all of last season? Because I don't believe she watched any of it. She's supporting her. And then make her watch all the new season, too. Just make her watch it.
I'm so tired of this whole having people's backs and supporting people. When you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
And the same thing with, you know, if it's not that, it's the fans. Oh, I need my fans to do the right thing. Yeah. Support me, because you like my music. So when I do something really stupid, support me anyway.
No matter what.
Yeah, and Jesse Smollett. Remember people supporting Jesse Smollett? We've got his back.
How'd that work out? Hey, they showed a picture of, I don't know why this made me think of it, but Eddie Johnson, the ousted police chief.
Oh, yeah, the girl that he was making out with.
Yeah.
Pretty hot.
You think so?
I thought she was,
I thought his wife was hotter.
Thank you, Brandon. I thought his wife was hotter.
Yeah, but his wife is the familiar. The strange can be
a
point lower
and
still be hotter.
Let me just put it this way. I think she was his bodyguard first, not the other way around. So in other words, it was a matter of convenience, because he was getting on with this chick. He's like, you need to be part of my personal protection team.
Could she be, they didn't show anything more than her face, so could she fight off like a bunch of people are trying to kill the police chief?
I'm trying to say sexist, but I wondered why as a female.
Well, she could probably shoot her gun.
Yeah, that's true. She could shoot him. I think he had a female bodyguard because he wanted to get it on with her.
Can I request a picture that covers more of her than her head, please?
What do you think
that would be helpful?
A reverse car fox? That's the opposite of a car fox. Oh, just putting a bag over the head?
I guess. Yeah, that would be it.
That's a reverse car fox.
I thought she was pretty.
Really? Maybe I saw a different photo.
I think I only saw one or two photos of her. But
I'm glad Brandon said what he said first then.
Well, I mean, the chief risked everything for her. She got to have something going on.
Well, maybe she does something.
That counts. All right.
So what kind of weird stuff is former police chief Eddie Johnson into?
I don't know.
Yeah, there she is. Really?
No, he's only been married for a couple years, too, so it did seem... But, yeah, you know, he's a powerful guy. Maybe he's used to pulling a lot of ass on the side. I mean, he wouldn't be the first.
It's a weird thought.
Yeah. Well, the new trifecta... And the new lock is the lock of the month. And the trifecta from Steve Gabara, Stacy, Anthony, Jessica, and all the out of sales staff in Oakland County who are busting in on Brandon's lock of the week. For short times, Zodford & Holly is offering their lock of the month with a never seen before trifecta that will more than double your paycheck. You've got the 0% financing up to 72 months on your next new Ford. You've got the no payment on your new Ford for 3 months. And then the big lock, in addition to 0% financing and no payment for 90 days, Zotford will line your pockets with up to $7,000 in cash. Yes, Zotford will give you as much as $7,000 when you buy or lease a new Ford. So you can take that cash and do whatever the hell you want with it. Buy gifts for the holidays, pay bills, go on a vacation. Pick up the phone, call Anthony now to activate your lock trifecta with 0% financing, no payment till after the holidays, and up to $7,000 in cash in your pocket. 248-215-5151 is the magic number. 248-215-5151. Call Anthony now before Brandon tries to kibosh Zotford's ultimate lock. We've got a lock of the week today, I think.
Oh, we sure do.
Are you ready, or do you need more showtime?
It's a lock. Lock of the week.
Cha-ching! This one's easy. Doubling your
paycheck. I've never seen you so ready. I can't believe you were dying to get this one out. This must be the lock of the year.
We're so confident.
Ohio State Buckeyes minus 16 over the Wisconsin Badgers. Done. Just like
wow, 16?
They beat them by 31 earlier in the year.
Home,
they're the greatest team possibly ever. They're going to win the entire thing this year. They're
really? Over LSU?
Ooh. Wow, is that a lock too? Are you giving us future locks right now?
I might have to revisit the LSU or Clemson.
Oh, wait, he's already backing down.
But this week against Wisconsin, it's already done. I love Wisconsin. I love Jonathan Taylor Thomas. He's a fantastic running back.
On home improvement, wasn't he?
He's going to be a phenomenal pro running back. I really believe this. But Ohio State is too damn good. They have every single one of their players.
Too damn good. This team is too damn good.
Buckeyes are too.
So Ohio State, the 12-0 Ohio State Buckeyes are the lock of the week. Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
16
Man,
points?
Right. That is a ballsy pick.
16 points.
A neutral field?
If that lock works out, I got to tell you, there's going to be really, really something to this lock of the week.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
What was their closest game this year?
Penn State.
Penn State
beat by 11.
Right,
yeah. Okay. All right. So Penn State was the one team that could help
them.
They
kicked Wisconsin's ass. Did they play?
Everybody's ass.
They beat Michigan State's ass, didn't they?
24 points, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to get in on the lock of the week, you better get to mybookie.ag and make your first deposit. Use promo code Drew if you want to collect a bonus. And mybookie.ag, bet on fantasy, bet on the NBA, bet on the NHL, bet on Brandon's lock of the week, bet against Brandon's lock of the week, anything you want. As mybookie is the place to get paid and get paid fast. You play, you win, you get paid. Or maybe just have fun with your account for a long time, like I've been doing. If I could ever get in there. How is my account doing, Brandon?
Fantastic. It'll be doing better the first of the year when we get all that Devin Singletary money. Yeah!
MyBookie.ag, promo code Drew, if you want to be part of a little football betting. If you want to make the game better than it already is, there's only one way to do it. That's to put a few bucks on it. No way around it. Man, when you got money in a game, it is exciting as hell,
it really
isn't it?
Is. Or it's maddening.
It can be that, too.
But sometimes maddening is exciting.
When you lose a bet on the back end, somebody scores in the last 5 seconds, and it's the third stringer. It's so annoying.
It's the worst.
Self-employed, stuck on Cobro. Your health insurance rates just jumped. Then call our sponsor, J.P. Cush and Associates. Jill Washburn heard the ping pong ball.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Cush.
She said they did a phenomenal job for her. J.P. Cush and Associates promise their customers always get the best health care coverage at the lowest rates. They shop all the carriers, not just the few that get them the best commissions. They find you the best coverage and prices. That's why there's another drop from Jerry Maguire. They find you the best coverage and prices. That's why their customers keep coming back. You pay the same if you use a broker or if you contact the carrier yourself. So why would you waste all that time? Call 855-4-J.P.Cush to get a quote today. Go to jpcush.com.
Hey, Cush.
That's right, K-U-S-H. You may even qualify for a zero premium health plan based on your household income. And this company has done so well to use Tom Cruise as a spokesperson.
Wow.
Yeah.
To say their name, that's pretty huge. And don't think that he hasn't checked it out thoroughly. They work with all the top-rated carriers like Blue Cross, Priority Health, and Molina. J.P. Cush and Associates, 855-4-J.P.Cush. There's no better call to make for health insurance. And tell them you're from the show, please.
You had me at hello, Jerry Maguire, 2000. Ha ha.
That quiet promo code. Oh, the Bonerline sponsored.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. How about how about that?
Wow.
Call it any time.
Is there a boner line today?
There's not a boner line today.
We're going to use our sponsor.
209-66-BONER. Feel free to text
it still
anything.
Exists. Read a text, Brandon. That'll suffice, won't it?
Oh, that's right. They're in text form.
Yeah, we get a lot of great ones. I normally try to respond to as many as I can. This one is, hey, I got a whole bunch of IRS numbers. Here
it
they are.
Work.
Here's a couple memes. Will Drew ever write a book? Maybe call it Radio Memoirs.
Well, a book writes itself then.
Yeah. All
right. That guy said he also didn't like The Irishman.
Drew, what was your degree in from Virginia Tech?
Communications.
I guessed on that one. I told him, yeah.
He didn't like The Irishman?
The previous guy didn't.
I saw that Kevin Pollak was ragging on it. You know, and he's been in a lot of movies. He's been in a bunch of De Niro movies. He was in A Few Good Men and, you know, The
Casino?
Comedian.
What didn't he
does
like
a lot of
about
impersonations.
It,
he does all the voices from the movie,
yeah,
too.
Right.
Everybody looked too old.
Wasn't he in Casino with him, too?
I can't disagree with him.
Does that ruin the movie, though?
Was he in Casino, Brandon?
I think so. Didn't he play, like, the politician?
Oh, that's right. He sure did, out in Vegas.
So is he just mad he wasn't in The Irishman, since this was Casino Goodfellas?
Personally, I think he was using the opportunity to show us that he does all the voices of Pesci and De Niro. I think it was a, look at me!
Well, he could have played a younger version.
I did agree with him that, you know, I can't get over De Niro just beating the shit out of people. He looked like a 73-year-old man.
I know. But does that ruin the movie?
No, it didn't ruin it. It was kind of weird. Remember the Billy Crystal movie, Mr. Saturday Night? Anybody?
Yeah, vaguely.
Who was the guy that played his brother? His brother was his manager. He was a stand-up. And they
David Paymer?
Yeah, he was great. Great in that movie.
Did a lot of good stuff.
Anyway, they aged those guys from like 30 to 80.
Yeah.
And it at the end of the movie, and I like the movie, it looked so ridiculous.
They've done age progression for a long time. And isn't it the regression that is freaking
raging
everyone
bull,
out?
Right.
Yeah.
I just don't think the progression was very good in that movie. And it was, but I still like the movie. And I still like The Irishman. So, Lover's Lane now has three ways to shop for all your sex essentials. 35
what?
Store locations. Loverslane.com. All the new sexdrive.com. Yes, sexdrive.com features high-quality sex toys, vibrators, fun and exciting couples toys.
Nice.
And the most erotic apparel anywhere. Shop nice. Now and get a gift in time for the holidays that your partner will be sure to love. Boy, those catalogs were always nice, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. We spent a lot of time when they got
still make those?
Nice.
Sexdrive.com. Powered by Lover's Lane. They're going to sponsor the boner line. Can you read a couple more texts so we can rationalize doing the sponsor today?
Ah, good grab.
Not rationalize. But just make it worth our while somehow.
Well, let's see here. I got a nice photo earlier of...
Give me someone's dump.
No. You know, I have received a few of those. I don't appreciate
you
it.
You also sent one.
Stop it.
Oh, Brandon, you so appreciate those.
Here's a nice Christmas sweater. The Epstein didn't kill himself. Ugly Christmas sweater. Nice. Really enjoy that.
That's really funny.
Somebody sent us a review of, you know, Bud Bundy.
Bud Bundy?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Well, he's doing cameo.
We have not gotten our cameo, by the way.
Yeah, we did purchase a cameo from John McAfee, my uncle, yesterday, but he did not.
Bud Bundy's cameo?
Well, this guy sent a picture
of a review. Why does that make
me
laugh?
It said, hey, my wife loved your video, but all due respect, I paid $100 for 40 seconds, so it's kind of crazy to ask for a tip. So,
oh, they asked for tips.
Yeah.
What?
I didn't know they asked for tips.
Are you sure that's not a joke?
I thought the tips might go back to the actual cameo family, like the workers.
Well, they should be
the
shared.
The workers?
They take 20%, don't they?
When they usher you into the cameo family, I think you should share the wealth a little bit. It's a close
do.
Family.
Who are the workers?
You have 20% of each one.
Here's another one. I was forced by my boss to watch 3 TED Talks. I didn't get shit out of it. I had to fake to my boss that they were beneficial. Total waste of time. Just more entitled people talking to them just to hear themselves.
Write him back and ask him which ones they were. I'm just kind of curious as to what he was forced to watch.
I. Why isn't there blowback against this foolishness?
Everybody thought it was like... intelligent and cool and new.
It's not. It's boring.
Remember, a
lot
of
people like boring things.
I know they do. A lot of people made their employees go to, and then some people even went on their own. They'd have those motivational things at the palace where they'd have like 8 speakers and be like, Larry King, Troy Aikman. I mean, it'd be this long list of people, none of whom I'd even want to interview for more than 10 minutes.
There's always that article.
Mitch Albom.
Full page spread in the newspaper with all the pictures.
Yeah. No. And I always thought, I can't believe people go to this, but they did.
Forgot about that stuff. How much did they charge? They charged a ton.
They charged
too.
A ton. They were all paid a ton. It was a big scam. It's always a scam.
Well, maybe people got a lot out of it.
Here's a guy that loved the Maz jury story. Just said it's comedy gold. He loved it. That was really funny.
Except that it lasted longer than his experience at the courthouse. He's just not. He just doesn't edit at all.
Well, to be very fair, so did my Office Max, Office Depot, whatever store I was in.
It was a windy day. I don't know what happened.
Here's a dude that.
I liked his story too.
Here's a dude that sent us pictures. He saw Jay Towers at an airport, so he took a bunch of photos of him
from a mile away. That's awesome.
Jay stands in line like everyone else.
Is he implying that Jay Towers was shopping at the airport?
He did say that. I didn't see Maz with him, but
that's funny.
Wow. So yeah, the 209-66 boner. Feel free to text anything. I'd prefer a lack of feces and Hope Solo buttholes, but go ahead and send whatever you want.
Well, now that you said it.
Going back to Cameo just for a second. Somebody sent me a copy of Chris Hansen. Had done a cameo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just watch those, and it's so. Isn't it embarrassing that you can watch?
So he did
watch
one.
These people sell their souls to wish someone a happy birthday, and when there's all these little notes about their little lives,
Yeah, and they act like they know.
Chris Hansen's acting like he cares.
He did one to another guy named Chris Hansen, which was kind of funny until he started defending his Emmys. That thing, it's just like.
Defending his Emmy.
Yeah, that he won 10 Emmys for not To Catch a Predator stuff. It's like, okay.
Well, who asked him to defend that?
No, a cameo, apparently.
You mean he just came out of the blue with it in someone's cameo?
I don't know if you can find it, but it was to someone named Chris Hansen.
I do not see
it. Is this, Trudy, you can answer this. Is there a bigger sellout than cameo?
No. No, that is the easiest way. To cash in.
It's your soul going down the tubes. It really is. Yeah. When you're wishing happy birthday. I mean, it's like shout outs.
It's your soul's slippery slope. Yeah. Although, it's worked for Andy Dick. But then Andy.
Well, Andy's good at it. He is very good at it. Performer. But I don't think he would deny that he, in a way, it's sort of going, oh boy, I need some money and I don't care.
Yeah. But that was a really good venue for him, though. He put a lot of comedy into him and it was cool. It was a good way to get your face out there.
He's extremely creative.
Here's today's new one.
It could be Johnson. It could be Ocho. But it doesn't matter.
God dang it. Won't work.
Does Andy have recent cameos on
here? I am Chad. Could be Johnson.
Chad Ochocinco's on there now.
But it doesn't matter. What's important is that I'm a part of Cameo now. And I can send you personalized messages to the loved ones in your life. It could be a holiday. It could be a birthday.
It could be anything. $85 for Chad Johnson.
We know how it works, Chad.
$85.
We know he's broke.
I think this might be the Chris Hansen one. I don't know.
It's kind of surprising this many people are broke.
Hansen. Well, wait. You're Chris Hansen. Well, you spell it O-N. I spell mine E-N. I suppose you're Swedish and I'm Danish, but it's still Chris Hansen. And I understand you've been getting a little teasing about your name. Will you tell those people that Chris Hansen has won 10 Emmys for stories that are not associated with catching predators or sexual predators?
What does that have to do for the other Hansen?
If that doesn't work, send me their names and I'll track them down myself. Don't take it. And remember, you're Chris Hansen.
Oh, my God.
10
sad.
Emmys. Why?
Did he do that from his home? Bench park?
Why did he specify 10 Emmys outside of To Catch a Predator? Isn't that kind of... strange.
I mean,
it seems like he's talking to himself there.
Maybe he is. Maybe he bought
I'm not just To Catch a Predator.
He bought it for himself. Here's the Andy Dick. I don't know when this was done, though, because it doesn't say.
We might be able to tell.
I want to tell you.
It's already funny.
Dicky. What a bag of dicks means. First of all, if I'm in there, it's already a bag of dicks. A dick.
What?
Now,
can't see it.
It's expensive.
Are you playing that, Brandon?
I'm playing it.
The other
How's
bag
look?
Of dicks is when your friends leave you.
Exhausted.
Oh, boy. I'm going to come over and look.
Your friends leave
you. I probably left because of my hair is so...
Oh, man. I'm getting bummed out by this.
Andy!
Like Thanksgiving political talk.
Oh, man.
I'm
not saying anything.
Believe it or not, don't have feline AIDS. I have bovine AIDS.
It's a short cameo for Andy.
Yeah.
Bovine AIDS.
They changed their format.
Welcome to it. Come. And
how so?
You can only see six now. Before, you could go back pretty much to see everyone they've ever done as long as they're public. Now you can only see the previous six. I noticed that yesterday with Vince Neil. It's kind of a bummer because you can't find some of the good ones.
I know, I've gotten emails from people who said they went into Cameo and it was like going into YouTube for the first time.
Oh,
they just were there for days.
Understandably.
Did you guys hear about... let's see. I guess I'll go to Jason Derulo first. and he's a music star, right?
Yes, he is. Okay. Well, apparently.
He came to our attention because he got in a squabble with an airline.
Well, he also came to our attention because the toilet bowl cleaners did a song about him.
Yeah, and it's a couple of things. But anyway, he had this Instagram post where he's coming out of the water, and all you can see is that, wait, is his wiener really going from there to there? I mean, it's really, it's one of those things you have to keep looking at. I mean, it's just weird how big it is.
Yeah.
It's huge. So Instagram deleted the post.
It was obscene. I'm kind of with him.
And he's saying they have a double standard that women do all these skanky things on Instagram and they get all these likes and love. And he says that they said that he was showing off his aroused genitalia, but his response was that he wasn't aroused, only semi.
Well, can I quote?
So it sounded like kind of a post-fluff. It was almost like the equivalent of a post-fluff situation, maybe.
Yeah. Can I quote exactly what he said?
Sure.
Quote, fuck you mean. I have underwear on. I can't help my size.
Aw, poor thing.
He's being discriminated against because of the size of his penis. That's terrible.
Yeah, he's actually trying to say it's actually bigger than that.
I know.
That's what he's saying.
This guy's wiener is, you know, huge, right?
Well, it's kind of like the Benji question, because doesn't Benji say were you...
Are you more than seven inches?
Capable of more, yeah.
More
than 7 inches,
more than 7 inches.
Are you more than 7 inches?
He also, are you fully erect or are you capable of more? Didn't he ask him that?
Yes. Jason Derulo also said he will not apologize, which were people asking him to apologize?
No, they weren't.
I didn't understand that part at all.
Oh my God.
Jerk.
This foolishness.
What do you mean?
Before he sings his songs, he sings his name for everybody in the world to hear. And I bet he does the same before letting some poop fall out of his rear. He says, Jason Derulo's about to do a little poo, yo. He wants everybody to know that he is Jason Derulo.
Very catchy hook.
I think I want to get Matt to do some, got to send him some money and do some songs for us.
Well, that's not a bad idea. You know, Spotify sends out, like, what you listen to this year and ranks them.
Mm-hmm.
Every month, for some reason, Matt Farley's my most listened to guy.
Is that right?
It's crazy. Wow. I don't know why.
Some people are saying the holidays are time for caring, sharing, and giving gifts to the ones we love, but our friends at Original Studio Sponsors, not just our friends, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com are doing just that, sharing their love by giving you the gift of employee pricing for everyone on most 2019 models in stock. Lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition for $198 a month. If it's Jeeps you love, how about the 20 Jeep Cherokee Limited All-Wheel Drive for just $189 a month? Or if you're a listener like Alan, you want to roll in the Mac Daddy of Jeeps, lease a 20 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $255 a month. Yeah, $255 for the 20 Jeep Grand Cherokee. Go celebrate the holidays with employee pricing for everyone. No discount code needed. Only Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com. And then, Dr. Yaldo, it is gift-giving time. Would you like to have 2020 in 2020?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
The only way to have precision near and far vision without glasses, contacts, and reading glasses is with safe, reliable, state-of-the-art procedures like what Dr. Yalder does at the Aldo Eye Center. Custom LASIK gives most patients better than 20/20. His multifocal lens exchange for people 45 and older will forever eliminate the need for reading glasses along with 20/20 far vision. And if you have a Flex or health savings account that expires at year's end, use it towards the best gift you can give yourself, no matter when you come in for your procedure. Find out what works for you. The evaluation is free. Get the best. Pay the least. Dr. Yalder says it. He'll beat any competing offer you may have gotten elsewhere. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YalderEyeCenter.com.
Craftmaster time.
Paul Financial Hotline is cranking open for one Gary Graff. And I think we've asked a few questions of Gary already on the show.
Yeah. See the other big music news with Billie Eilish today?
Now what? She doesn't know who the Rolling Stones are?
Apple Plus TV, or Apple TV Plus, whatever they call it,
mm-hmm.
are paying her $25 million for a documentary.
$25
million? $25 million was the headline. Like, they must be getting something other than a documentary out of it.
Is that interesting?
No.
Nope. Hey, Gary.
How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Just before you picked up, Mark was mentioning Disney Plus paying Billie Eilish.
Apple TV Plus.
Or Apple TV Plus.
Did you see that story about Billie Eilish?
About the, which, you know, she has a documentary coming, I know.
How much did they pay for that?
Of course, you know.
I don't know exactly how much.
They said $25 million. Does that number seem right?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. Maybe $2.5 million, and even that is like.
You're saying I misread it?
Possibly. Those decimal points are tricky.
Gary, Billie Eilish's music is not meant for you or I, but you are a critic. What do you make of Billie Eilish?
I can't say I'm a huge fan.
And
I've seen her live, and I don't think there's a lot there in terms of craft. There's not a lot there that grabs me. It just doesn't.
I don't get it.
I don't hear songs, you know. I hear attitude. I see a person and a personality, but I don't feel a real substance of music.
I find myself saying that about so much current music, and
you don't want to feel like you're telling them to get off your lawn.
No, I don't.
You're really not wrong about a lot of stuff. And granted, I could be telling them to get off my lawn, too, but this is so much, and boy, this is a big topic, so I'll make it quick, and we can go there someday when we're feeling really academic, but I think, you know, I do believe in this streaming world where so much synthesis is required to get somebody's attention, your music, your song has to come with video component and interactive component. This, that, and the other thing, we are either losing the music or we're consigning the music to having to have a role with all these other elements in order to grab somebody's attention on their cell phone.
Yeah.
Well, you're so right, Gary. It's, you know, it's just like I
did just record that line, you know.
But we didn't lose that with MTV. I mean, or did we lose it a little bit
then? No, we didn't, because you still needed a good. One of the great. The things people didn't understand about MTV was, as good as these videos were, the songs were good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when they first came out. But would Duran have been as big if they didn't have those videos?
Oh, I think they would have been. I totally think, you know, when you're talking about some of these Duran Culture Club, even Come On Eileen, you know.
How about this one? Would Madonna be as big?
That's a really interesting question, because she didn't necessarily have a lane on radio at the time, yeah. You know, to go into. So,
that all on my mom telling me what a terrible singer she thought she was growing up.
It didn't matter. I mean, there is a parallel between Madonna in the early 80s and Billie Eilish today. Yeah. You know, there is that element of not in traditional terms a good artist. Or good music, but boy, the package worked.
Well,
although I'd argue Madonna's songs, or even Madonna's early songs, were much better than what we're hearing.
I like some of her early songs, and I you know, generally, if something's a big pop hit, most of the time I can see what's going, that there's something going on that's very catchy, and that's no crime. I mean, some of my favorite people have had a lot of number one hits. But, you know, as far as the video component, it's strange to me, because I'm in YouTube so much, that I'll go to, for example, how long have the Beatles been on YouTube? 3-4 years?
Give or take, yeah.
Yeah, not that long. But you'll see, like, Penny Lane has 100 million views already,
yeah,
which
views,
is
yeah.
That's a lot of views for that short of time. But then you'll see Don't Let Me Down on the Rooftop with the video has 250 million views. It wasn't even a single.
No, but it's
a cool video.
And it's seeing the Beatles play.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that's one thing you don't have with a lot of... There's not a lot of footage of seeing the Beatles play.
No. Not when they look like that, either.
No, no.
So, yeah, it is strange, but I've also noticed that classic rock seems to get... the really special classic rock songs, they do get millions and millions of streams. And somebody was pointing out, they did an article on the... what's the big Oasis song? Wonderwall. And how Wonderwall is approaching almost a billion streams, and that it kind of, it just was one of these building things. And then they were pointing out some of the big recent hits, particularly rap, that get whammo, you know, 100 million streams, and then they just sort of sit. No one goes back to them.
Right.
And I don't know, maybe that's the normal progression of music, but the suggestion was that great music will have, you know,
it will out. And that's a good, you know, we can always take some degree of comfort in it. And listen, there's always going to be disposable pop.
Yeah.
And our parents thought that's what the Beatles were in 1965. You know, that's what they thought the Beatles were going to be.
Kid Rock, this story, Gary. It's one of those things, I bet a lot of people just don't even want to touch this story. They just rather just kind of go on and what happens, happens. But I thought it was, were you surprised that LCA just brings this thing down within a matter of days?
They, believe me, that a lot of pressure was exerted on them from a lot of different directions to disaffiliate with him. There's no, it wasn't just the National Action Network. But it was a lot. There was plenty of pressure, both from within and from without. It was viewed as a damaging association.
What about when he comes around next time?
That's going to be interesting. Reading his latest round of tweets, you know, he mentions 2021. So I'm wondering if he's either planning to lay low in 2020, which we had kind of heard he was going to do. Or if he's going to be involved in the Trump campaign in some way in 2020, I don't know, you know, but it sounds like he's targeting 2021 for his next big blast of touring and album. So he may just, we don't know. And so by 2021, it's going to be a different landscape. People do tend to forget. And in his case, and we've seen this with Nugent too, the people who are going to write him off have written him off. He's not part of their, you know, life anymore. He's not part of their musical world anymore. And they're really not going to go back. But you know what? They'll still play Rebel Without a Cause in their car and stuff like that.
If you're a more than a middle-of-the-road Kid Rock fan, a serious Kid Rock fan, how many people are really going to go, oh, my God, he's so awful, I just won't even go to shows anymore? Are there a lot of those people?
There are a number, but I think those people are gone already in his world. I think he really has, you know, there might be a few more sifting out, and I dare say there might be a few who come in after this.
Because
there are,
that's
listen,
true.
there's a constituency that he appeals to and that identifies with him and is down with what he feels and what he says. So, you know, that may be a wash. I really do believe that those who have hopped off the Kid Rock train have hopped off the rock and roll pain train, if you will, have hopped and weren't planning to come back.
Motley Crue, Def Leppard, and Poison.
And Joan Jett.
And Joan Jett, I'm sorry. This seems like a monster show, just a win-win-win-win-win for everyone. Is it that simple?
Oh, yeah. No, it's four great acts who are going to play nothing but music you know and love. I think, you know, Motley Crue deserves every lump they get, you know, because these guys were so, and yeah, we've had Adamant farewell tours before, but I mean, by all rights, Alice Cooper should be cutting their heads off right now, as per their agreement. I've always felt with these bands, you know what? Just don't announce a freaking farewell tour.
I know. Yeah.
Just don't come around.
It's
you know,
a joke.
Leave the door open. You know, so there's no credibility now. I think by the time they come around, everybody's going to be happy to hear Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah. No, you know? I think there is interest in Motley Crue. There was anyway. But they're suggesting that, well, this Netflix movie came out, and we have a whole generation, new generation of fans, and we have to go out and play for them. And I think
They're spinning it. That's a great spin.
It's a good spin, but
it's a great spin.
Oh, it's bullshit, though.
Oh, it is. It's totally. but on the surface, it's great spin. It's better than saying, you know, well, it is saying in so many words, we want the money, mm-hmm. but it's making it sound altruistic, which you know, we all know it's not. It'll be a fun day though out there at Comerica, hearing that music.
Who has top billing? Because now that I look at the poster, basically the video that was online, it looks like it's Motley Crue and Def Leppard who are sharing the
They're
top billing.
It's considered co-headlining. Yeah. I understand Def Leppard's closing.
Oh. Top billing.
I wondered about
surprised
that.
By that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, well, they're kind of the bigger band. Yeah. They're the bigger band over the long term.
Well, the video that they used to kick this off, by the way, had a bunch of songs of them edited together in Crue and Poison, and then 3 seconds of Joan Jett.
I know. she was the one. You know, like we knew about this tour a month ago, but we didn't know about. No, I think we even talked about it.
Did you know, Drew? I didn't know.
I
don't remember.
I do. Give me an ooh again.
Go ahead, take the credit.
Okay. Anyway,
I believe
we
you.
We didn't know about Joan.
Right.
So that's the surprise.
Okay.
In a lot of ways, whoopty freaking do. But you know, I mean.
Well, why not?
And it is, and the sizzle on the tour, you know, besides the 1+1+1+1=4. Is Motley. I mean, they're you know, we saw Def Leppard at Comerica Park 2 summers ago.
Right.
You know, and we see Poison all the time, and we see Joan Jett all the time. So you know, to have them all together, but Motley's going to be what sells tickets.
Well, I don't know if it's fair to ask you this question, but I think you might have an idea.
If not, I'll bullshit my way through it.
Sure you will. You're good at that. With Motley,
hey.
You are. Well, I mean, when you have to. I'm not saying you do it often.
I know.
With Motley Crue... Because it's such a relatively short time since his contract, and there's videos going around of Mick Mars saying, hey, if we ever do another show, you can all come for free. Ha, 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 ha. And people are giving him hell about that. But
and he was joking. He was joking.
He was joking?
That's what he said. I mean, that's his spin.
Yeah, okay.
All of that makes good publicity, though, those
exactly.
stories.
But
yeah.
The point I wanted to make and see if you could add anything to this was, are these guys... Who's hurting for cash in that band? Does anybody really need the money? Because it's obvious they're doing it for the money.
Yeah, we don't know. We've heard the biggest rumors have been about Vince. You know, because he took a bath in, I think it was the Arena Football League or whatever he was associated with. And he's the one we've heard rumors about. He also just had hand surgery, and there's been rumors that and reports that he was supposed to contractually has to lose weight before the tour.
Not getting on that very fast.
You know, well, it's early, you know, and we don't know about the other guys' spending habits. I sense not.
Okay.
You know, I think they're all. I think everybody's probably okay. So,
well, Tommy are both on Cameo, giving you know birthday shout outs for a few $100, which I don't know. That says something. Maybe
You know, or it's just. Hey, I can do this, you know, for 13 seconds of my time. You'll pay me $200. Why not? I can once a week. I can sit there for an hour and do these birthday shout outs.
That's true.
Gary, new release last week, and I'm always dubious of box sets because I feel like it's a bunch of crap thrown in it. Prince 1999 got remastered, and there's like 20 CDs for that one album.
Well, for the Super Deluxe, yeah.
Is there anything on there that's of interest or worth?
Absolutely. Absolutely. First of all, an entire disc recorded live at the Masonic Temple in 1982.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Is it good quality?
Pardon?
Is it good quality?
Excellent quality.
Okay.
That's good. There are a number of the songs that were not released that are worth hearing. And some of the demos and the outtake type stuff is interesting, you know, especially if you're a real fan, to hear the development of some of these songs.
Deep Purple and Quiet Riot both have new albums. That's
Deep Purple doesn't. I mean, I think they've been working. They're working on one.
Right.
They might have an archival or a live album out, but there's not a new one.
Gary, have you ever reviewed a CD? Have you ever been listening to a CD in your car and for the first time and just chucked it out the window because you didn't like
never
it?
Out the window. Never out the window. I don't litter into the back seat.
Now, see, Brandon did that with Green Day's, what album was it?
Warning.
Warning, and then just...
I liked Warning.
And he refuses to listen to Green Day from Warning on.
I
he
apologize.
Thinks it's all garbage.
That means he's missing American Idiot.
That's what I said.
I did miss it.
He doesn't like it.
Oh, man.
I never gave it
a chance.
We
got to work on him.
It's a great album.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yeah, well, yeah, and they had other good stuff. I mean, I actually liked the Warning album. I liked the song.
Oh.
It's a pretty strong line in the sand, Brandon.
Well, I apologize. I felt it was kind of a little soft, and I
doesn't
had such...
want his bands to evolve.
And don't get me wrong, I like softer stuff than that album, but I was so put off by the fact that they went kind of from this punk rocky to that album, which was a lot lighter, and it turned me off.
That's fair enough. But you got to listen to American Idiot.
I should have gave him another chance. Okay.
Yeah.
Gary, I've been seeing a lot of lists for, they had the 50 biggest events in the music industry from 2010 to 2020.
Right, I've the decade. We're getting into the end of the decade.
Yeah, the top 100 albums, the top 100 songs. And the events list, which Mark was running through, I couldn't believe how uneventful the decade was. And it's going to be my old complaint that there isn't enough good music coming out. I hate to keep saying it, but the number one event was Ticketmaster and Live Nation.
Well, they did it chronologically, but that was the first big event.
That's
that
right.
Got
okay.
Together.
Well, it depends which publication you read, of course. Certain stories are bigger. I think it was a hugely pivotal decade. But to me, the biggest event, it's not really an event, but it was streaming.
Oh, yeah.
And even though we had streaming in the aughts, but it really took hold in 2010 and again, we're getting into an academic discussion here, but it completely flipped the nature of the music industry, you know, possibly, you know, never to return to what it was again.
Who are some of the best new artists from this decade that you think have staying power?
Boy, you know, this is one to hit me when we talk about the end of the decade. No, I'm starting to think about that now.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to it.
But, you know, but you look at whose decade. I mean, you know, it really was.
Taylor Swift.
It was the decade of Taylor Swift.
Ed Sheeran.
Of Adele, of Ed Sheeran.
Oh, Adele, yeah.
I mean, it really was the return of pop and the return of the song as opposed to the album.
What's going on with Adele? Is she...
Well, I guess apparently her marriage broke up, right? Yeah. So we know what this next album is going to be about.
Know what it'll be titled,
too. I think it's
going to
be, you know, Adele 4, Hand Me His Balls on a Platter.
it's a tried and true formula.
Oh, yeah. Well, where she got, what, that was 21 was that.
Yeah.
You lose track of the ages. But, you know, there have been some, and I will give some thought to the new artists, who I heard. I find I tend to lose a little focus between, like, okay, so who came out in 08, 09?
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then who came out in 2011?
Yeah, the lists they're kind of silly, but they're fun. I mean,
they're fun. People love to read them. I hate to put them together myself.
Well, if you do have a top 10 albums, singles, if whatever, it'd be fun to go through it.
We'll convene for this.
And I will
in December.
I will go ahead and ask you, do you have a favorite album off the top of your head from the last 10 years?
From the last 10 years,
it's really hard, isn't it?
It's, you know, because there are actually quite a few.
Yeah.
So that's I will be giving all this thought in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. We'll wait.
I've actually been more concerned. You know, it's weird to have a year and a decade come at the same time, and it makes you want to just throw your hands up and say, go away, nothing happened. Go away, leave me alone.
Yeah, it gets pretty trite.
Else, what were we going to ask him? We said we were asking.
Kanye? Oh, Kanye.
Yeah.
Kanye.
God bless you.
And Joel Osteen have the date at Yankee Stadium. And I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at the Houston event, and I'm thinking, are these Kanye fans who are also extremely religious, or are these just Kanye fans who put up with Joel Osteen? Or
Joel Osteen fans who put up with Kanye, and I would say all of the above. It's an event, and so that draws a particular person, too. I mean, when Kanye did the Sunday service down at Shane Park, there were people there who could care less about Kanye or God, for that matter.
Did they like the music, though? I mean, is this, musically speaking, is this something his fans are happy about?
I think some of his fans are down with it. I think others want him to rap. I'll tell you what, the Sunday service show with the 100,000 voice gospel choir was one of the best shows I saw this year.
Oh.
I mean, it was,
well,
it was just, and he didn't do anything.
Are you converting?
Me, no. Doesn't mean I can't like gospel music.
True.
But it was joyful. It was, and he did nothing. He walked around the stage with his kid.
Ugh. Huh.
He didn't bust a single rhyme.
Well, I don't understand why would a big Kanye West music fan spend a bunch of money to go to Yankee Stadium to see his choir and him walk around with his kid?
To be at a Kanye event. I mean, at some of these other Sunday services, he's done more himself.
I sure wouldn't want to see the Joel Osteen stuff, though. I doubt there's really a lot of combined
that's
fans.
That's called a restroom, beer line.
For half a show.
Merch, if you want to get your T-shirt.
Your 100, what was it, $200 T-shirt?
Oh, yeah, $250 for a sweatshirt.
Yeah. But that's because Kanye's a designer. As a designer line.
It seems like that if you were that born again, maybe born into better pricing.
Yeah, or giving.
Including more of your audience in your pricing, but okay. All right, Gary, I'm looking forward to hearing your year-end list whenever you get to it. Let us know.
We will do that. I did want to give out a shout-out to some fans of yours.
Oh.
Actually, the good people at Hard Rock Stoneworks in Troy, who I will acknowledge are doing some wonderful work for me, but they have made it very clear that they are huge fans of you.
All right.
And so, it's always nice to encounter people who like you, and they are genuinely big fans. So shout out to them, and a big thank you for my very nice kitchen counter.
Is that granite or quartz?
Granite.
Wow. So that's, they do granite work. Well.
Quartz
is overrated.
If you need some hard rock, go to Hard Rock.
Okay, what's it? Run the plug again through the
It's
name?
Hard Rock Stoneworks in Troy.
Okay, cool.
Here's their advertisement.
We got enough rocks here too. We could build a pretty decent shelter just using rocks.
Maybe. I like that.
Maybe not.
They'll probably license that from you.
Thanks, Gary. We'll talk
soon.
Have
a great day.
See ya.
Great
weekend.
That's cool.
Very nice.
I like end of the year, end of the decade lists.
I do too. I always rate them.
Yeah. Either get mad at and go, yeah, you're right. Like that guy with Mr. Skins.
I know. Really it was funny. Unbelievable.
Really funny.
Oh, Lordy.
I don't mean to make an incorrect correction, but Deep Purple have finished recording an album.
What?
2 days ago. So, sorry.
Well,
sorry,
it's not out yet. So that's what Gary would say.
Deep Purple?
Yeah.
Deep Purple now?
Ian Gillan and John Lord, I believe, is in it.
One ounce of purple orpal.
John Lord's alive?
Wait, is John Lord alive? I was reading this whole damn thing the other day.
Deep Purple's a very complicated question anyway.
Well, they have like three different versions of themselves, too.
Yeah. Well, and what's his name? Richie Blackmore. When's the last time he was in Deep Purple? Because he was really a huge draw.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, very influential. John Lord is not on this record because he died.
Not in this world.
No,
he's
not.
In spirit.
He was great, though.
Yeah.
In the day.
He is no longer with us.
He died.
I know, it's Ian Gillan.
All right, Trudy.
But Dr. Roche has holiday specials. Woohoo! There are actually breast wishes. Their special is saline implants for $3,500. Santa's surgery. Too many to list. You have to come in for your consultation with whatever you don't like about your face, your neck, your hands, your butt, your legs, anything. He will work on it. And you can consult with Dr. Roche on many of Santa's surgery specials to look beautiful this Christmas. Christmas Glow BBL Broadband Light comes in two different sort of treatments. There's the corrective treatment, and there's the photo revelation treatment for, I think that's discoloration and spots.
Get it all fixed.
Ho, 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 the Diva Special. Three treatments, regular $4,500, are $3,500 now on special, plus the free G-Spot Holiday Skin Rejuvenation Special. That's their own skincare line, and who would know better about skincare than Dr. Roche? You can get a skin rejuvenation product package and get a free microdermabrasion and holiday CBD because they do a lot of CBD stuff. Drew, do you use these CBD products? They have some of the
Dr.
stuff.
Dr. Roche's stuff, you mean?
Muscle soreness that
oh,
rolls on.
He gave me that and gave it to me for Mags, too, and it helped Mags.
Yeah, a bunch of hemp CBDs that are non-GMO, THC-free, 99% pure and made in the USA. So if you're interested, go to www.droche.com, or you can go to drrochecbd.com to find out about those products, and you can call them for a consultation at 248-338-1110.
How about that? Luke Nowacki, if you're looking at year-end, I don't know, maybe you need some help making decisions, looking at your financial future, because the year-end is always an important time for that. Maybe you want to sell some losers and you're wondering which losers to sell, or maybe you need a whole philosophy about investing or your financial future or saving for college, or you want to look back at that 401k and see if maybe you should be a little more aggressive or a little less aggressive. Huh. That's my problem. I need to get a little less aggressive.
Oh, really?
Well,
interesting.
It's just that when you reach a certain age,
oh.
You don't want to take as many, you know.
But well, plus, you can be more aggressive elsewhere, like my bookie or something.
Well, that's true, too. If you're doubling your paycheck on my bookie, then you can
call Luke and be more conservative with your investments.
You can do more bonds than equities. But, yeah, Luke would love to help you with a financial plan, and some people really, really put this off. But there's no time. No time is too late to look at the future with Luke Nowacki. 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services is offered to Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned, other entities, and no marketing games, product services reference here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates. Okay. So, you know, it's funny, before the show today, I was thinking, because a couple things came up right off the bat, and I thought to myself, you know, what if we had a week where we didn't talk about race? We just said, okay, all these little disputes, we're just going to leave them out for the week, because I find myself...
In a different year? This is 2019, man.
I know, but it's wearying. It's like,
I know,
you know, we had this this thing that was going around from Denby, where this organization was.
Oh boy!
And I thought it was fake. I got about halfway through, and I thought this is fake. And frankly,
I was convinced. I'm not so certain anymore.
Do you think it's fake, Brandon?
I don't know, because there's an ad going around on Facebook, and it's from. Is it Moratorium Now?
Yeah.
And
allegedly, yeah.
They have,
that organization is real, is it not?
It is a real organization. Oh, downtown.
It's kind of defunct,
Detroit.
Though. They don't seem to be very active as much anymore.
Well, the ad says that on Monday, they have a Facebook page and they have a ton of events, but this event's not listed. But the ad, the picture that keeps getting circulated through, is one that says on Monday, December 9th, they're going to have a meeting. Coalition.
Allegedly,
meeting.
I should say that for legal purposes.
Yeah, they're going to have a coalition meeting to discuss these list of demands. And the list of demands is, it's tough to believe in a way.
I frankly, that's why I didn't believe it, because, you know, they want Elmont to be designated as a hate crime school.
How can you designate
is that a thing?
School?
No, that's not a thing.
It's not a thing, really?
School. How can you designate a school a racist school?
Do high schools get federal funding?
You know, they said remove all federal funding and designations from Elmont. That's another thing they want. I mean, it just seems so over the top. And I know the Denby people were very upset, but I don't believe they could possibly be this upset or think that all these things would emanate from this dispute that happened after a game that was called short. They wanted, you know, a complaint with the Michigan Civil Rights Commission. They wanted the semifinal officiating review by the MHSAA, suspend Elmont Athletics for 5 years, suspend every Elmont student that participated in the cell.
Next one's my favorite.
Full college scholarships to all Denby players and student aides.
Full college?
That's when I said, no, no, no. That's no, there's no way.
Really, you didn't say no on the first one because that's not a thing, or the second one that's not a thing.
Yeah,
I was
iffy by number 9, and then number 10 is also incredibly stupid. Demand
hilarious.
Detroit Lions host rally honoring Denby students for making history and for their sportsmanship.
Making history.
This has to be a joke. It's got to be.
Well, I went to the Moratorium Now Facebook page. I sent them a message. They seen it. You can see when someone receives it.
Yeah.
That was 2 hours ago. I don't think they've responded. I can double check. I called both numbers that are listed in Detroit for Moratorium Now.
Okay.
Neither of the numbers worked. I even emailed them. No response. So I can't say if this is true or not. I do know that is it Lamar Lemons, who is a former Michigan State rep. He shared this ad, as did another woman who works with Sam Riddle. So those people are in the know.
Do you think they vetted it as carefully as we did?
I don't know.
There's no way they did.
I don't know if this is real. I really don't.
It's not real.
Allegedly, I should say that for legal purposes.
The point was that the topic is getting so wearying, and some of it is just... You know, for example, and I truly feel like a lot of times I just don't even know who to believe anymore. Like the story, the guy, Miles Garrett, who slammed his helmet on the...
Oh, yeah, Mason Rudolph.
The Pittsburgh player, and Mason Rudolph said the N-word. And now, I don't know if he did or not, because the league says
There's
we
no
don't have any evidence that he did. His teammates are all saying they believe him. But nonetheless, it still sits out there. It's like Mason Rudolph, I don't know if he did or he didn't. I really don't. And he didn't start the next week either. So it made me wonder, is this punishment for being the N-word guy?
Allegedly. Well, I should say that for legal purposes.
Well, he got fined. I think he got fined because, you know, then they looked at the tape and said, he did kind of start it. But which is a moot point. I don't care if he started it. You don't hit him in the head with a helmet.
Well, and it doesn't mean that he said the N-word either. Which reminds me, last night...
I mean, there's video evidence of him starting something with Miles in the pile. There's no evidence that he threw out the N-word.
No. But in the end, I still feel like this card, because if Miles Garrett, if he didn't say it, and Miles Garrett could just fire this card out there, and everybody has to deal with it.
Yeah, but he fired it up like way later in the week.
Well... That's true, but then one of his teammates said that he said something right after the game, but he didn't want to say or suggested that he not say it on, or that he be somewhat humble because he'd fucked up. But
I really just don't see Mason Rudolph. I mean, I don't know the guy. I know very little about him. I can't see him just throwing the N-word out.
I could see Miles Garrett going to every single camera after that game and saying, this is what happened. This is what happened. This is what happened. That's why I did it.
But...
You have to defend yourself, and yet he didn't.
My point, though, is that he throws this out there anyway.
And
I mean,
no
this is a very,
it.
In a very flippant way, this is a terrible thing to say about someone. There's almost nothing worse in this day and age than having someone call you a racist. It sticks. It spreads like wildfire. And
if you are a racist, that's worse, I would think.
And Miles Garrett, I mean, really? That's okay for him to just do that? I mean, nothing happens to him.
It's terrible, terrible nightmare.
Everyone has to listen, though. And it does seem that if you say racism or you play the race card, you're to be believed. It can't be just dismissed. It's immediately a big issue because
someone... I made a terrible, terrible mistake.
Someone said it. It immediately takes precedence over anything else it's related to. For example, you know, if you go back to, like, Kareem Hunt, remember... You know, this girl said, I was assaulted by this football player, and she said the N-word! And that lived for about a year until we got the videotape. It's like, oh, no, you beat the shit out of her. you're out of your fucking mind.
I'm sorry.
And then I'm sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Well, you're sorry. Wow, you really, it just came to you all these months, almost a year of saying this girl is a racist, called you the N-word, and that, didn't he originally say that he didn't even assault her?
Yeah, I don't remember.
But
well,
nonetheless,
video of it.
You know, because he said that, it was like, oh, it's all about the N-word. And
there's no African-American, never mind.
And there's really little or no punishment for false claims. The race card is, it's a no-lose proposition. It's a winning, the card either wins, it's kind of like the My Bookie bet. The card either wins or it doesn't hurt you.
Does it always win?
Just play it.
I think with Myles Garrett.
No, it doesn't always win, but it can win.
A lot of people looking and goes, no, he didn't. You're a jerk. It didn't help him at all. I mean, I'm one iota.
No, it didn't with the league, but I'm just saying, but he didn't get harmed for saying it. I mean, it's a really bad thing. I mean, I don't think I'm educating anyone here. You don't want to be called a racist right now. It's like a career ender. It's a canceler. It's all kinds of things. Unfortunately, some people just, you know, oh my God, I fuck up. Somebody called me this. I mean, we get a lot of that. And today,
cares what color your skin is. Open your legs. Yeah.
You know, and the two meteorologists who mispronounced Martin Luther King's name and they're fired. People demand they be fired. It's just gotten crazy. And today, last night I read this story, actually, and today I read more. This 49ers – do we have the audio of the 49ers announcer?
Yeah, we can get it. We'll find it. Yeah.
He's now suspended.
Tim Ryan.
He's suspended for a game for saying something that it's funny. As I read it, I thought, I don't know if you want to say this, because it seems like if you say anything, you could be in trouble. You might not even know why. And I'm not really sure why he's suspended, because what he said was just – I don't think he was trying to hurt anyone. He was not trying to demean anyone. He was trying to state a fact, which was that he felt Lamar Jackson's fakes were very effective with the football when he fakes a handoff, because his jersey's dark, the ball is dark, and his skin is dark.
Mm-hmm.
But for saying his skin is dark, he is suspended for one game. Let me see if you can guess, Trudy. What do you think his crime was in saying that his skin is dark and therefore it helps camouflage the ball?
What his crime is?
Yeah, why is he suspended for saying that? And he's apologized too. He's really sorry.
I don't know, he's comparing the guy to a football, so he's I don't know. I give up.
I didn't know either. I really didn't know.
It's an objective fact, isn't it?
It seems to me inarguable. Now, whether his skin color really helped the fakes work or not, I don't know. But
it does.
He was suggesting that. I think it probably does.
And you know what you're hearing
today?
There's
no contrast. You can't see it as well.
Anybody that's watched a football game or played in a football game can attest to that. And you know what? He's getting a lot of support today from players, including Richard Sherman and other 49ers. Are like, yeah, you know what? Even on tape, we couldn't find it. Even during the game, we couldn't find it.
Here's his comments, by the way.
When his dark skin color with a dark football with a dark uniform, you could not see that thing. I mean, you literally could not see when he was in and out of the mesh point. And and you're a half step slow on.
So that's it. That's
the... So that was so horrible that he's suspended for a week, and he is sorry. I mean, he could not. His apology is this.
It's really amazing how quick they suspended him.
I know.
I didn't. There was no outrage. It was just,
and you know,
he said this. He's suspended. There was no outrage or anything.
I felt sick that he apologized. It's like there's nothing. He was not. He had no intention of. And by the way,
I don't really feel like he's diminishing Lamar's skills either.
No,
win
it has
the
nothing
MVP
to do with
year.
His skills.
Well, I
it
think
has
that's
absolutely
think,
nothing to do with
I
his skills.
I guess that's what some of the outrage is.
Oh, that
taking,
no, the people
taking
that,
away from his skill because you're saying that his skin color helps him, which
it
does.
Helps him fake a handoff. Yeah, but does that help him rush for 100 yards a game and complete 5 touchdown passes? No, and no one ever said it did, and he
here's
didn't.
The thing. There's been a lot of black quarterbacks too that don't run that mesh option as well as he does.
What about the Cleveland Browns? Though they have jerseys that match the football color sometimes.
Well, all dark uniforms are hard. It's harder to see the ball at night. It just is.
No, and here again, we just so here we are. This is why I was at the beginning of the day. I was like, you know, I'd like to just take a moratorium for a week. But all race-related stories, not because I'm trying to put anyone down. They're just, it seems like we're overwhelmed with them. They just pile one on the other, on the other, on the other. And, you know, the Denby football team and this stupid thing. And we spent probably 20 minutes trying to figure out, is this real? Is this really going on? And I mean, we could probably.
I spent more than 20 minutes.
I think the sad thing is that we have to even think that it might be real.
I know. I agree.
It seems to be pretty ludicrous. Seemed,
but either way, it's flying around social media, so people are going to look at it like it's real. Even well, if it is, okay, I don't know. Now, it could be, but I don't know.
Isn't some of the responsibility on the consumer of who's seeing that thinking it's real, too?
But we all admit we
thought it was fake.
There's
at
some
first.
Pretty crazy stuff going on in this arena. And the narrative of this story, you know, and who wrote the article that we talked about? I guess she was delighted that we talked about her.
Oh, Drulitzer winner, Hannah Beach?
Yeah, Drulitzer winner, Hannah Beach.
SVSU student, Hannah Beach.
Yeah, she wrote the column, and she said this is unfair. Almont's being painted as a bunch of tractor driving, you know, redneck, tobacco chewing idiots, and she felt that was unfair. I mean, any kind of broad brushing is unfair. It doesn't matter if it's Almont or it's Denby, but it just seems like immediately after this happened, Almont was on its heels, and without really having a lot to observe when it first came out, it was like, oh my God, these horrible Almont fans and players and band, you know, it's not enough to beat the shit out of the Denby team. They have to insult them with racial slurs afterwards and spit on them and throw food at them and all this. But then when you really pay attention to the story, you see that in the fourth quarter, there was a lot of unsportsmanlike conduct calls against Denby, mostly, which they also say is because Almont's terrible and the referees are horrible and they're racist too. And so they actually suspended, they canceled the rest of the fourth quarter because, you know, it was just a bad sportsmanship festival. Yeah. And then the Almont players went out to shake the Denby players' hands and they wouldn't shake their hands.
They couldn't guarantee their safety.
Who couldn't guarantee their safety?
I think the Denby coach said they couldn't guarantee Almont's safety. I don't know.
Well,
exactly.
That seems like that's pretty iffy sportsmanship right there. And then the band chant, which has nothing to do with Denby or anyone else. Somebody shoves a guy in the band and we're off and running and it's this big mess. But the reason I liked what she wrote was because, and you would never see that written. She was correct in that respect. Nobody in the Detroit News or the Free Press was going to write a big defensive article about Denby and Almont and, you know, how this broad brushing of this bunch of, you know, redneck racists, which is how she felt. And I understood what she was saying. But again, it just seems like right from the outset, it's, oh, those horrible people in the KKK. The KKK is headquartered in.
That was a post right there from. Again, this is a woman that works with Sam Riddle, at least on the 910 Superstation.
Look at the shit that they stir up, though.
I know. Well, that's the thing. Is Almont lost the game, the championship. I thought it was going to die then. I thought, you know, Almont lost the high school state championship. Well, that's the end of that story. But no, it just continues. And then this post here that I saw.
Joanna says Denby football, Denby High School football players were attacked by white supremacists in Almont, Michigan. 97% white township. And by the way, white capitalized like white. Like it's just the worst thing. Emphasize it. White. 97% white township. The headquarters of the white supremacist militia groups are in Almont, Michigan. The Ku Klux Klan have a chapter there. It's over 20 white supremacist militia groups in the state of Michigan. Been under the federal watch for years, going all the way back to Timothy
McVeigh.
She doesn't use his last name, Oklahoma City Bomber. They've been operating a base here in Detroit right under our noses. DPD, under the order of Mayor Mike Duggan, has allowed the Nazis to come to Detroit with police escorts. Facts. That's a fact.
If the KKK is in Elmont, it's a pretty big secret because I know a lot of people there. I've never seen anything like that.
They don't go around every day.
There are a lot of farmers out there. I would even call them rednecks.
Oh, I'm sure there's a few rednecks there.
And yes,
I've known some rednecks I actually liked.
Out that area, there's not a huge African-American population. There is a big Latino population, I can tell you that. I grew up with a school that was you know, we had a lot of white people, but we also had a ton of Latinos. So.
Did they like them?
Sure. They're our friends. We grew up with them. Went to school with them since we were in elementary school.
Well, it's a shame that everything is so incredibly divisive at every moment of every single day now.
I know.
Because then, you know, it's easy to knock us down as Americans because we're not together anymore. Everybody fights with everybody. So,
well, you know, I've said it many times, and this is what bothers me. This is what I hate about Kid Rock right now, and I hate it about Ted Nugent, and I hate it about Jimmy Kimmel, and anybody who becomes, I mean, you could throw in Bette Midler and who's the actress from Charmed?
Alyssa Milano.
You know, all of a sudden,
George Takei.
They're not just, George Takei. They're not just actors or musicians or athletes. What's his name? Kurt Schilling, who's a conservative. You know, there are people yelling back and forth at each other constantly. And I really believe that there's more of us who are in the middle who are just like, oh my God, listen to this. Because we're just tired of it. And it's like, can't we all just get, where's Rodney King when you need him? Can't we all just get along?
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't we get along a little better, for Christ's sake?
Right.
I just want to say, can we all get along? Can we get along?
Thank you, Russ.
Stick to what you know. Don't talk about what you don't know.
Thanks, Juice. So I went out and bought single-use water bottles last night because I want Jason Momoa to come after me.
Ah!
I'm going to post my pictures up with every opportunity.
You should, and tag him. Like, come at me.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Is he blasting Gatorade? Is he blasting Aquafina?
No, why is he going after Chris Pratt? Why don't you go after the people who are making the water and putting them in that bottle? What the... I mean, the whole thing was so stupid. But... that leads me to...
I'm just saying.
Something that I really think is related to all this in a weird way, and that's the Elon Musk suit.
Oh, yeah.
As pedo guy, who has a name, his last name is Unsworth, and he's from... Is he from...
Switzerland, or is he...
I have no idea.
Shoot.
Let's just Google pedo guy. Does he have a Wikipedia page?
No, he's got to.
As pedo guy? Pedoguy.com? This trial is really interesting, though, because here you have someone.
He's a cave diver, though, so.
Yeah, he's rescued. He's been involved in many rescues. I mean, he's really a
pretty
cool guy.
Just kidding.
Oh, he talks like this, too. He talks just like this.
It does sound like that when he talks, because he's
stuck
in a
cave.
Allegedly, I should say that for legal purposes.
Not the pedo guy. Just somebody who likes to help children in caves. Like bears.
They're so mean, they call me pedo guy. Would never hurt a child.
Like salt mines.
They tell him someone's stuck in a cave, his first question, how old are they?
And it rushes to the scene.
So
25. I'm busy.
Wait, they're girls? Oh, God.
Well, you know, pedophile could be. Yeah. I mean, they could be women.
The interesting thing about this is that this guy, Unsworth, he's a person. He's
Vernon Unsworth.
Vernon Unsworth. He's not.
I got to say, pedo guy is a lot more catchy than Vernon Unsworth. You might want to think about just accepting it. What are you going to remember, Trudy? Pedo guy or Vernon Unsworth? I already forgot it.
Yeah,
I don't remember what his name is.
Elon Musk, you know, he created this little submarine to rescue these kids in a cave.
He was butthurt.
He was butthurt because they didn't want to use it. It was not practical.
It's dumb because he had to sort of turn a corner, kind of.
And Vernon Unsworth was not terribly polite about the fact that it didn't work. And this angered Elon Musk, who called him pedo guy. And then shortly after that, he apologized, and then he called him pedo guy again. And I think he might have done it a third time, too. I mean, and then this is the amazing thing. Okay, so we've established that platforms bear no responsibility for, and in this case, I mean, how could they? It's Elon Musk, who has a bazillion followers, calling this guy this horrible name. And by the way, the guy said during this trial for defamation, Vernon Unsworth said, I didn't know about his apology. And Elon Musk's response to that was, oh, when I post something, everyone knows about it.
Oh, what a dick.
And I don't know how many followers. He has a lot of followers. So if he posts something, generally, we will hear about it. Yeah. No, that doesn't mean everyone is paying attention to social media.
Well, pedo guy's in a cave, though. So
yeah, pedo guy. He was busy trying to rescue 12 people who were trapped. He drove kids.
I don't get good cell service down here.
It's a lot.
So the first thing that Elon Musk tried to do was to say that pedo guy was a common insult where he grew up in South Africa.
Fake.
That doesn't mean pedophile.
Fake. What does it mean then?
It's so stupid. I read a long explanation of Elon talking about this, and in the end, I still didn't understand what he was talking about.
If he would have just apologized in the beginning, would this even be going to trial?
Probably not. But this is so far from just about being called pedo guy. Now, honestly, in a case like this, you've got big Elon Musk, with all his millions of followers, and he just hauls off and calls this guy a pedophile. And then he deletes the tweet, doesn't apologize. Then he does it again.
Oops.
And then I think he did it again, too. And it might have been just in comments. But he really was suggesting that this guy is a pedophile. Well, you know, before we had things like Twitter and social media, you really didn't have an opportunity to do that. Because if Elon Musk suggested he was a pedophile to somebody who was writing a story about pedophiles in wherever that is, they would check the story. They would double check it. They would need multiple sources to say, yeah, this Vernon Unsworth, he seems like a pedophile. It would never reach the light of day.
No, because you'd be sued for libel.
Well, if you say seems like, that's a lot different, too, than just labeling him. Doesn't it? Isn't it?
If you said he seems like a pedophile?
Yeah, if you said he seems like a pedophile.
I'd still have to. Unfortunately, Elon Musk is angry at this guy. We know that. And part of defamation is that you're trying to hurt someone by saying something you know is false about them.
Yeah.
And it's pretty obvious that he's crossed those lines. He's also a guy that has a lot of resources, and he should. I mean, it's just so dumb. It's like, really, Elon? I mean, no more voice for you.
Did you know Musk also claimed that he married a 12-year-old child bride from Thailand?
Yes.
She had to speak up because she was 33, but she looks a lot younger than pedo guy or what's his name? I forgot his name.
Vernon Unsworth.
She looks a lot younger than him.
This is an incredible story, though, because it doesn't end there. In August, Unsworth's lawyer sent Musk a letter saying Unsworth intended to sue over the pedo guy tweet. On the stand on Tuesday, Musk admitted the possibility of a lawsuit inspired him to reach out to a guy named Howard Higgins. I've been told about a threatening letter. That was the reason I decided we should take this investigator up on his offer. You know, which is really interesting. Like, yeah, take him up on his offer. Like this guy. Yeah. You want me to investigate and see if this guy's a pedophile? Nah, I don't think so. Oh, we're being sued? Yeah. Well, maybe we'll take him up on the offer. You know, as if he has no direct interest in it until the guy comes to him. Using a pseudonym, the head of Musk's family enlisted Howard Higgins, offering to pay him $52,000 in exchange for research into Unsworth's past. Musk told the jury he didn't know that his employee was using a pseudonym, although he admitted the employee said he would ensure there would not be some embarrassing email of his that would hit the press. Neither Musk nor his employees, however, apparently thought to look into Howard Higgins' background. If they had, they would have discovered that Howard Higgins was a con man and convicted felon.
Oh, God,
Mr. Higgins.
So in 2018, August, when Howard Higgins advanced the false claim that Unsworth had struck up a relationship with his now wife when Unsworth was 12, Musk ran with it. That month, Musk told BuzzFeed News that Unsworth was a child rapist. In reality, Unsworth met his wife when she was 32. It didn't become apparent the degree to which he was a professional con man until much later, Musk said in court. See, Musk, he's trying to... Why he is going to court to defend himself, I don't know.
He challenged him to sue him, so he did.
Given that he was a professional con man, he was quite convincing. The story of the pedo guy allegation is so winding and convoluted. At one point during cross-examination, U.S. District Judge Stephen Wilson reminded the jury that although Musk's investigation into Unsworth were relevant, the only question before the jury centered on whether Musk's tweet amounted to defamation. Musk was happy to cast the tweet as misconstrued. Throughout the day, repeatedly turned back to Unsworth's submarine comment. He had said, oh, he can stick the submarine up his butt or something like that. I assume he did not literally mean to sodomize me with a submarine, just as I didn't literally mean he was a pedophile. The problem is Musk keeps going back to it, and it's obvious that his ego has been out of shape, and this guy's really upset him, so he wants to suggest that, oh, he just wants to beat off a bunch of 12-year-olds because he doesn't like my submarine.
The whole thing's tricky, though, because
does this start a precedent where tweets are now going to be lawsuits? I mean, there's a lot of insults hurled on Twitter. I can tell you that right now.
Well, it's a little, you know, he's calling a guy who's trying to rescue 12 kids a pedophile. It's just, it's not a great look. Yeah. It's also Elon Musk, someone who has resources, because that's a big part of it. If it's just some schlub, then, well, he doesn't have anything to get. There's really nothing. And no one follows him anyway. Elon Musk, how many followers does he have?
Maybe he doesn't care what he says because he has so much money. He's like, ah, screw it. I'll just
I think that's a big part of it.
He has 30 million.
30 million people read his tweets. Or read, some of them read his tweets. They don't all read. That's a lot of followers, though.
Well, like you said, he tweets something and everybody knows about it.
But this whole business, he then hired a second private investigator. And, I mean, this is really like your... when they start investigating sexual assault victims to find out that, oh, she's a slut, or, oh, you know, she wanted it, or, you know, whatever they're trying to find out. It's just this evil, you know, attack the victim. And they really, really tried to create a pedophile out of Vernon Unsworth. They really tried to make him into a pedophile. And for Elon Musk to run with this, first of all, this private investigator who's a con man, paid him $52,000 for him to run with that and tell BuzzFeed he was a child rapist. And there's some other quotes that are similarly awful. Personally, I think, you know, the fact that Twitter can't be held responsible or won't be held responsible for all the stupid things people say. Well, then guess what? Either the people that say them are responsible because Twitter can't vet all these comments.
Yeah.
Either the people that say them are responsible or no one is responsible. So in this case, I think it's pretty clear that Elon Musk is going to be taken to task. And I don't know, you know, I don't know what they're going to come out with in this case. But it just sounds really hard to believe that Elon Musk is going to walk away with this without some.
But check this out, man.
Without
Joe should be like guilty.
Right.
Peace.
It seems to me he's going to write a check.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he hasn't already.
Yeah, he should have
settled,
but he won't apologize. It probably has included an apology, and he refuses to apologize.
And, you know, as far as the guy that got the millions of views saying that Steven Spielberg was a pedophile or ran a pedophile ring, that guy, he didn't have any resources, so it probably wouldn't have made any sense for Steven Spielberg. Or, you know, he probably looked into it. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't care. But...
allegedly, I should say that for legal purposes.
This is what happens when everyone has an unfiltered voice.
Yeah.
Some people say crazy shit that is harmful and hurtful. And if they have resources like Elon Musk does, well, probably going to have to write a check. I don't know how big a check.
It looks really super childish.
I made a terrible, terrible mistake.
I know Elon Musk, he looks so bad in this thing.
Yep. Really
does.
That's why I'm just stunned that he wouldn't just back off and say, he has $100,000.
When does he ever look great?
Not much lately.
Yeah. When has he?
Oh, when he launched the car.
Oh, yeah, when he put the car
going around
in
orbit. That was fucking cool.
Yeah, that was his peak.
That was cool. And he made the rockets come back to Earth and click in place. That was cool.
He did it, or did his crew do it?
He demobilized SpaceX.
SpaceX Stephanie had a lot
more to do with it. He wrote a check, Trudy. Don't let him fool you.
You are a genius.
He just wrote a fat check to all those people.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. And that story about the girl that went to visit him for a week.
Oh,
remember, she
yeah.
wrote that long story, and I'm reading that going, wow, is this real? There's another one. Is this real? Did this really happen? Well, he and his girlfriend didn't really have much to say about it. I think they said it was, it's BS, but there was no action
taken.
That was weird. What were you going to say, Trudy?
Oh, I was just reading the Brandon from Brandon's Prep, the polyamorous woman.
Oh,
she's great.
Knocked up by one of his former partners.
So I looked for her. So I wanted to find her to talk to her. She is a 20-year-old girl in Florida. She has four partners. So
they all look like they play video games all day long.
Yeah, that's why they have one girl between them.
And she's not that hot.
She's not that hot. That's the part I couldn't get over.
One chick.
What?
Four
one guy. By the way, the one guy has a black Star Wars T-shirt and brown sweatpants on. So hot.
They're probably happy having a quarter girlfriend, so they can keep playing the video games.
Yeah, so it's like a it's a pregnancy roulette. Like they don't know which one knocked her up.
Yeah, she's
but all
so
four,
full of everything.
All four guys plan to raise the baby as their own. So
no, that'll work out great.
It's not a throuple. That's a penta.
Well, it's a family. They say they're going to raise it as a family.
More cooks in the kitchen.
They have four dads,
great
one mom
to raise a child.
They all have their own bedrooms. They don't all sleep together. It's not five people in a bed. And I wondered, after I looked at her especially, maybe because she's not that hot, maybe they don't mind being in line.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yes, man. One more time for the video game.
Or maybe the guys.
I bet you they have more consoles than they do. They certainly don't share one video game console.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know if they draw straws or what they do, but apparently somebody sleeps with her every night. And personally, I just feel bad for the kid that's born into this circus.
Maybe they draw straws to see who has to go do it.
No, they're so into it.
I know it's a rude way. It's a rude way of saying it, but
she's so ugly. I don't want to get in that. Oh, yuck.
Somebody said, I was reading comments which were hilarious. One guy says, yuck, all four sharing that one hole.
Oh, they don't share the one hole.
Well, that's what I thought. I was thinking, maybe not. Like, maybe is there DP in this thing? And then I'm thinking, gee, I wonder, has DP ever just so naturally come into casual conversation on the show?
She has because two hands and a mouth.
You could, she could keep
if anything,
all of them
they
busy.
They could add one more guy.
What's the name of the South Park guys?
Yeah, two more guys.
DVDA. The South Park guys have that band called DVDA, which is double A. Hey, there's four wieners. It can be done.
They don't want to.
Somebody called her Queen of the Nerds, which is pretty good. Uh-huh. Talk about beta males. Somebody said, looks like they all need a good bath. And they do. They all look real sloppy.
Oh, they're just dorks.
I bet they. I bet that home excels at Dungeons and Dragons.
And then they should be their own e-sport team, right?
Yes, I'm sure this will end well. Not. People still do that.
Okay,
not
boomer.
Thing,
hey, OJ.
Look at them, loser club. Guess they all stayed in their league.
I'm really bummed that one of them spells his name the way I spell mine.
Oh, is there an MARC? I didn't notice.
The
that.
One with the star.
Here's their soundtrack, by the way.
We got to wrap up here and get to our Killer Cares event. Just a couple things. Let's see. Did you see the little boy that wants his foreskin back?
What?
Yeah.
I could not get that audio to load. It was supposedly an audio of a little kid who wants his foreskin back. He looked like he was like 4 or 5 years old. They're circling that dude.
When does Tuggers allow you to join?
Isn't that just like a kid when you take his nose and he gets upset? Oh, give me my nose back.
He doesn't know what a foreskin.
I know.
That kid's worried about losing sensitivity. Is that what it is?
I wondered if that story was fake,
get
too.
Get out of here. He's Malaysian.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was probably fake. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't get the video to open now. I know.
What? I got it to open. You want to hear it?
Fix your stuff.
There's an ad running right now. Here we go.
I could get the ad to run, but I couldn't get the...
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's all I could get to run.
Man, I spoke too soon. Nice going, internet. It's loading.
Okay.
It's loading.
I want to hear it.
Just not...
I want to hear that.
Show me the front door.
Sorry.
What happened, Trudy?
I got the ad to run, too.
Trudy's checking out her ring.
Everybody.
I love watching Trudy... Just trying to close her phone in any fashion. Which, the damage has been done, Trudy. Just let it play.
I was trying to let the... Oh, you're right. It won't load.
I could not get it to load. I tried three times.
He's a crap. It doesn't work.
So you can hit the outro, Brandon. We really should get moving here because I don't want to be late. The R. Kelly story with the girl who set up the Patreon. She now says that it's an imposter. It wasn't her. And here we go again. Really? Did Patreon make any effort whatsoever to find out if it was really...
Does Patreon make you do anything like
that? I don't
that?
Know. No one does.
That's what I told you. I said if it was GoFundMe, it absolutely was fake.
Did you see all the Lyft drivers who are salting
yes.
the passengers yeah. and going back to people's homes and raping them. And
I thought Lyft's response was great, that they're we're working with the Rain Foundation.
But, what? I mean, what do you
it's
think?
Too late, my man.
What do you think Lyft and Uber could, I don't know, vet the drivers a little bit? Just
not,
a little bit?
They're not employees.
No one has to vet anything anymore. Isn't it strange that all the new big companies, none of them have to vet anything? No one bears any responsibility.
When everybody's an independent contractor.
I know, it's kind of crazy.
You didn't have to vet us.
Believe me, I've seen it in Airbnb. Oh, my God. I have to tell a good story one of these days. But, yeah, she says that she didn't set up the Patreon. And she does this 9 days later. There's accounts out there for 9 days.
I think it was her. I really do.
And?
Well, my theory is that the Patreon made no money or very little money, so her only thing to do is try to say, it wasn't me, and maybe get whatever money R. Kelly might have left.
I love that theory. It sounds extremely believable to me.
Why wait 9 days?
No, there's no reason. And she's going to say the same thing she said on Patreon in another 6 months or so anyway, so why not just let it go?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We'll see you. Have a great weekend.
Good morning, it's Drew and Mike, and we're looking for Belfer Blows.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Could you page him? Belfer Blows, is he there?
Hold on.
No, they're not going to look at you
now
either.
Nope.
Hey, lady.
Hello, can I help you?
Yeah, just trying to get someone paged there, Belfer Blows.
Oh.
Did you
somebody page you? That's what he's telling?
No, you're going to page him, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Belfer Blows.
Hello?
Yeah, Belfer Blows.
I don't understand you at all.
You don't need to.
How the hell do you run a business?
I'm sorry.
Huh? Could you page Belfer Blows?
No, we didn't page anybody.
No, but just yell his name out. He's there.
Who?
Belfer Blows. He needs his medicine, okay?
Okay.
Get a little impatient here.
So page him for us.
Uh-huh.
Yell out, you right now, yell out, Belfer Blows. Yell out, like that.
What do you want me to say?
Call out Belfer Blows.
Johnson Blows?
Belfer Blows.
Johnson Blows? Nobody here right now.
Belfer Blows.
Any customers?
How do you get by? Belfer Blows. Get a little impatient, man.
You just say I'm sorry to your customers all day and...
Darts a blow?
You said darts a doze. It's Belfer Blows.
Belfer Blows?
Darts a blow?
No.
Darts a blows?
Why do you want me to say that?
Because he's there. He's turd burgling in the bathroom. He just can't hear you. Okay?
Bye, I have to talk to him. Bye.
No, go say Belfer Blows. Just yell it out. He'll come to the phone.
Talk.
Bell? Like a bell, like a church bell?
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Bell for?
Bell for?
Say that.
Why I have to say that? Why I don't understand you at all?
Wait,
why?
just don't make it complex. Just say it.
Just say Belfer Blows. He's waiting to hear you say it, and he'll come to the phone.
Say it.
Dance a ball.
Dance a ball.
How do you get dance a ball out of Belfer Blows?
I don't know.
I don't understand you. That's
apparent.
You need to get your hearing checked or something.
Yeah, something's crazy.
I'm really busy right now.
Well,
wasting my time.
So are we.
You're wasting our time.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon. We're trying to complete this bid here, and you're being very difficult,
it's
ma'am.
It's taking forever. People are going to get bored.
Goodbye, Harry.
Belfer.
Goodbye.
Can you say this?
Good.
Can you say that?
That may be the slowest individual.
Oh man, I'm telling
ever
you.
Grace our airwaves.
Yeah.
What'd you get? Darsa Dolls.
Isn't that the what that Samuel?
She wasn't even close.
No.
Please give me a hockey fan. Really?
God, it's fun to be.
Yes, good morning. It's Drew and Mike, and we're looking for Belfer Blows.
Who?
Belfer Blows?
No, this is Donut.
Yeah, I know. Yes. I know damn well what it is.
Uh-huh. Just me. Hold on. You talk to my manager.
No, no, I won't talk to you.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh
boy, it's even worse.
Yeah, yeah, we're trying to get Belfer Blows on the phones. One of your customers.
Okay.
Could you call out his name?
No.
No?
No.
Why not? I've got to get some medicine to him.
Okay, hold on a second.
Just page him, Mr. Belfer Blows.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Belfer Blows, he's from Pakistan, and got to get some medicine to him.
Okay, just, hold
okay,
on a
Chief,
second.
Please, Paige.
Just a moment.
Ah, the whole place is coming unglued.
It's true.
And we were the first of a series of chain of events.
Yes. The walls.
Yeah, we're trying to get someone paged there. The guy we were just talking to agreed that it needed to be done. Mr. Belfer Blows?
There's nobody here right now.
I know, he's probably in the restroom, but just call his name out. He's waiting to hear his name, and then he's going to come to the phone, and that's when we'll get him his medicine.
Oh, okay.
So just say Belfer.
What's the name? What's the guy name?
Belfer Blows.
Okay, hold on.
Oh! Oh!
No.
Oh! We've been robbed!
Oh. Either that or it's a ruse.
Yeah.
Yeah, ma'am?
Yeah, is nobody here?
Yeah, you need to leave us off hold and page him because otherwise I could get in some trouble with my superiors. Okay, we need to hear you say his name.
I did call somebody waiting for a prescription. Nobody replied.
We couldn't hear that. We were on hold.
Look, I don't want to get in trouble with the hospital again, so just say it out loud.
Okay.
Okay?
Is anybody waiting for the prescription?
No, you can't say, Mr.
Sir, I got only two ladies here, nobody else.
Say, Mr. Belfer Blows.
It's nobody here. How can I call you?
How in the world am I going to prove to my superiors that he was not there if you don't say his name?
Okay, what's your name? Okay,
it's
fine.
Belfer.
I got the speaker. You can tell loudly, okay?
Okay, I would like to do that.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Mr. Belfer Blows. Ed Belfer Blows, please come to the telephone. Put the turd down, knock off the burgling, and come to the telephone.
No turd burgling for Ed Belfer.
Ed Belfer, 5 minutes for a turd burgling. Hey, lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you're back. Could you hear us over the paging system?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You know Ed Belfer?
Oh. Yes, I had to sit and listen through all
yes,
that
I
crap.
Yes, I understood turd burgling.
Yeah, I know what the turd is.
Good afternoon, Walmart customers. If I may have your attention, please. Will Mr. Clinton Hill Gepstein meet your party at the grocery entrance? Mr. Clinton Hill Gepstein, please go to grocery entrance to meet with your party. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me know if he doesn't show up in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Then you come back and I'll do it again.